Rick Hughes, host of The Flatline. Heard every Sunday morning on KCNR 96.5 FM at 7 a.m. in the morning. Just want you to know that God has given us two ends, one to think with and one to sit on. And success in life depends on which one you use. It's heads you win and tails you lose. Come join me on The Flatline and learn about God's tremendous problem-solving device. 7 a.m. every Sunday morning, 96.5 FM, KCNR.
At Redding Electric Utility, we recognize the value of education and the impact it can have on our families and our community. Interested in pursuing a career in science, technology, engineering, or math? Start by applying for a college scholarship or technical school grant offered by Redding Electric Utility. For more information about available scholarships and grants, visit cityofreading.org/RU scholarships. Applications must be submitted by March 10, 2021. Your future looks bright.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
A jewel of the North State, a place we love to go and love being members.
The view, the best in the North State, from the restaurants, meeting rooms, and of course on the award-winning 18-hole golf course, Riverview Golf and Country Club. It's the place to belong.
Go in and meet the friendly staff today or go to their website at riverviewgolf.net and find out about their introductory memberships.
Riverview Golf and Country Club, corporate, social, tennis, fitness, and golf. Get it all. Become a member.
It's affordable and fun. Riverview Golf and Country Club.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
How can you get your vaccine? It's easy to get in line. Go to ShastaReady.org, click Vaccinations, and select the blue oval labeled Tell Me When It's My Turn. Complete the short survey, and public health will contact you when they have an appointment available. It may take several weeks before you're contacted, since vaccine supplies are still very limited. Learn more about COVID-19 at ShastaReady.org.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans' issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
She came out and she said, it's ridiculous that Democrats are doing this, right? She believes the same that I do, the same that I think a lot of Republicans do, which is Marjorie Taylor Greene, maybe a fringy, crazy kind of person, but it is not the job of the majority in the House as a full body to decide which members of the minority party get to sit on which committee. Liz Cheney put out a statement. She said, Republicans are not the party of QAnon conspiracy theorists, white supremacists, Holocaust deniers, or neo-Nazis. These views are evil. Representative Green has espoused opinions that have no place in our public discourse. It is our responsibility as Republicans to address these issues inside our own conference. Speaker Pelosi and the Democrat majority have no business determining which Republicans sit on committees. This vote today sets a dangerous precedent for this institution that Democrats may regret when Republicans regain the majority. Well, that is definitely true. Now, just as the Democrats came to regret Harry Reid's decision to nuke the judicial filibuster when Mitch McConnell decided, you know what? It's nuked. We're just going to ram through a bunch of Trump nominees. Democrats are going to live to regret the decision where they were going to start telling which Republicans could be on particular committees. Because when Republicans retake the House in 2 years, which frankly they have a good shot at doing, when that happens in 2 years, by January 2023, they are going to be deciding which Democrats ought to sit on which particular committees. CBS News says that although some Republicans have rebuked Green, there's been opposition to stripping her of committee assignments, which carry power since bills are crafted in committee. Democrats have slammed her seat on the Education and Labor Committee in particular, given Green's previous promotion of conspiracy theories related to the Parkland and Newtown school shootings. McCarthy said on Wednesday he unequivocally opposed Green's comments, but accused Democrats of a power grab. On Thursday, ahead of the vote, McCarthy said the resolution creates, quote, a dangerous new standard that will only deepen divides. And that, of course, happens to be correct. There were a handful of Republicans who broke with the party. That is mostly Republicans who are in competitive districts, like heavily purple districts or heavily blue districts. People like Nicole Malliotakis in New York, and John Katko from New York, Adam Kinzinger from Illinois, Young Kim of California, who just started, Maria Elvira Salazar of Florida, down here in Florida. Congressional Democrats have been, of course, attempting to tie all the House Republicans to Green. Their implication is if you don't allow them to push Green out of her committee assignments, then this means that you are in favor of what Green said. That, of course, is not true in any way, shape, or form. You can think Republicans should have done it inside their own caucus, but you don't get to decide as Democrats who Republicans put on their particular committees. And so this all kicked off yesterday with Marjorie Taylor Greene getting on the floor of the House and essentially apologizing for all of the crazy stuff that she had posted over the past several years. We'll get to that in just one moment first. Investors, how about a 10% steady real estate-backed monthly cash flow? Have you thought about the only one true supply-constrained asset, real estate? Intelligent, savvy investors need to check out NRIA. NRIA is one of the nation's top specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted to 21%. With NRIA, you could see a 10% return on monthly payments with bonuses. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction development backs you. Invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today for 10% monthly payouts and bonuses. Every smart investor should consider it. Call now, 800-754-83. That's 800-754-83 or visit NRIA.net. An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by private placement memorandum. Read it first. See us at NRIA.net. All right, so the entire event kicked off yesterday with Marjorie Taylor Greene going down to the floor of the House. She was wearing a mask that read on it, free speech. And she says that she was, quote unquote, allowed to believe things that aren't true. I'm not sure exactly what that means, but here was Marjorie Taylor Greene yesterday.
Throughout 2018, because I was upset about things and didn't trust the government, really, because the people here weren't doing the things that I thought they should be doing for us, the things that I just told you I cared about. And I want you to know, a lot of Americans don't trust our government, and that's sad. The problem with that is, though, is I was allowed to believe things that weren't true, and I would ask questions about them and talk about them. And that is absolutely what I regret.
Okay, so she says that, you know, there are a lot of people who believe conspiracy theories these days because they don't trust people in power. There's some truth to that. She says that she regrets believing in these conspiracy theories, and then she continues along these lines. She admits that 9/11 happened, of course, and that the plane hit the Pentagon, and she slams the media as well. Here was Marjorie Taylor Greene yesterday on the floor of the House.
I also want to tell you 9/11 absolutely happened. I remember that day crying all day long watching it on the news. And it's a tragedy for anyone to say it didn't happen. And so that I definitely want to tell you, I do not believe that it's fake. What shall we do as Americans? Shall we stay divided like this? Will we allow the media that is just as guilty as QAnon of presenting truth and lies to divide us?
Okay, so yeah, this sort of stuff did not endear her to the Democrats. We're going to kick her out anyway. The truth is that the Democrats and the media have been eager for Marjorie Taylor Greene to become a household name. Right? She's a first-term backbencher. She was just elected in a kind of more rural district. The idea that she is in any way indicative of the base of the Republican Party is kind of silly. But the media have decided that she is indeed indicative of the entire Republican Party. And again, this is nothing new. This is something the media have been doing, in fact, my entire lifetime. I remember when they took a senator candidate named Todd Akin and they made him a national issue. I remember when they took Christine O'Donnell, they made her a national issue. Any Republican who ever says anything crazy anywhere across the land immediately becomes a referendum on all Republicans. Any Democrat who says something crazy is immediately contextualized by members of the media. So members of the media were unconvinced. So Jake Tapper on CNN, he says, I don't buy any of this. I just don't buy it. So here's the thing. You're allowed to not buy it. You're allowed to think that she is just BSing it and that the apology isn't real. But as we will see, there's a massive double standard here, because it turns out that when it comes to the Democrats, if you're a Democrat who believes radically conspiratorial crap, if you're an anti-Semite inside the Democratic Party, the entire media will rush to your defense headlong. And they won't even require an apology of you for your anti-Semitic comments in the past. So here's Jake Tapper saying he doesn't buy any of Marjorie Taylor Greene's routine.
I don't buy any of it because I have eyes and ears. And as you know, this is about something bigger than Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is just, a frivolous person who and not a serious person who says horrible things. It's about how much the Republican Party is willing to embrace this and mainstream it.
Okay, again, I'm just wondering when CNN and Jake Tapper are going to point out and acknowledge that the Democratic Party has embraced an extraordinary number of kooks in their own party. How many members of the Democratic Party have met with Louis Farrakhan, who's like the worst anti-Semite in America? Many. The answer is many, 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 many. And including, by the way, the former president of the United States, Barack Obama, used to hang with Jeremiah Wright, and Jeremiah Wright was good friends with Louis Farrakhan. In any case, don't worry. The kookery is only on one side, according to the media. CNN's Nia Malika Henderson says, I don't believe this either. She's still QAnon.
It sounds like she's still QAnon. I mean, I think what we don't understand about conspiracy theories and theories, if we're not in them, is the ways in which they talk and maybe dog whistle certain things that we don't necessarily understand because we're not knee deep in them. I think what's dangerous about this moment is she's still a conspiracy theorist, but she's sort of wrapping it in the language of conservative talk.
Okay, so she's still, we don't believe her, in other words. Right. Yeah, she got on the floor and yeah, she apologized. But we don't believe, again, you are perfectly entitled to not believe Marjorie Taylor Greene. Right. It's a free country. You can believe whatever you want. You are not allowed to say that you don't believe Marjorie Taylor Greene's apology. But you definitely believe that Ilhan Omar has learned her lesson on anti-Semitism. Rashida Tlaib has learned her lesson on anti-Semitism. And the Democratic Party is completely innocent. More on this in a moment. You know, when you're running a business, HR issues can absolutely kill you. Wrongful termination suits, minimum wage requirements, labor regulations, and HR manager salaries, those are not cheap. An average of $70,000 a year. Bambi, spelled B-A-M-B-E, was created specifically for small business. You can get a dedicated HR manager, craft HR policy, maintain your compliance, all for just $99 a month. With Bambi, you can change HR from your biggest liability to your biggest strength. Your dedicated HR manager is available by phone, email, or real-time chat. From onboarding to terminations, they customize your policies to fit your business. They help you manage your employees day to day, all for just $99 a month. It's month to month, no hidden fees. You can cancel anytime. You didn't start your business because you felt like dealing with HR issues all day. Let Bambi help. Get your free HR audits today. If you're spending a lot on HR, no reason to do that. Instead, head on over to Bambi.com/Ben right now. Schedule that free HR audit. That is Bambi.com/Ben. BAMBEE.com/Ben for your free HR audit. Get on top of those HR issues. Bambi.com/Ben. That's Bambi.com/Ben. Alrighty, coming up. So Ilhan Omar, really, really bad spokesperson for the idea that committee members should be stripped of their assignments for bad stuff that they've said in the past. I mean, seriously, could they have picked a worse example? This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt?
I owe the IRS $37,000.
Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs that may protect you from IRS collection agencies. They have the power to garnish your wages, put liens on your property, and levy your bank account. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS.
Civic Tax Relief basically represented me against the IRS, and by the time everything was completed, I didn't owe the IRS anything.
Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs available for free.
I would recommend anyone who has a tax problem to contact Civic Tax Relief.
Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. Don't wait. Call now. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-837-0065. 800-837-0065. That's 800-837-0065.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. So one of the joys of modern politics is watching the hypocrisy just explode outward in ever-expanding ripples of hatred. It's pretty amazing. Ilhan Omar, the worst congressperson, just terrible. Right? Ilhan Omar was on the floor of the House saying that Marjorie Taylor Greene should be stripped of her committee assignments. There's some irony to that, considering that Ilhan Omar is a rabid anti-Semite. She's a rabidly anti-Jew human being. Okay, and Ilhan Omar says, you know, removing MTG, that's what is Marjorie Taylor Greene. That is what we are as a democracy. Yes, I know. What we are as a democracy is people get elected to Congress, and then other members of Congress strip their committee assignments from the opposing party in a norm-breaking move that has very little precedent in American history. That sounds like what we are as a democracy. Here's Ilhan Omar.
This is not about one member. This is about who we are as a body and what we are as a democracy. This is about whether it is acceptable to cheer on and encourage an insurrection against our basic democratic process. As a survivor of civil conflict and civil war, I know political violence and political rhetoric does not go away on its own. This is about whether or not we will continue to be a peaceful and functioning democracy.
Okay, just a couple of notes here. One, Democrats talking about maintaining a peaceful and functioning democracy. My 10-month-old baby is old enough to remember when Democrats were cheering on riots. I mean, that was not very long ago. Okay, that was the middle of the summer, and Democrats, Kamala Harris was trying to bail out rioters. She tweeted out a bail fund for people who are engaging in violent acts. Okay, this is the double standard here, again, is what's killing the United States. It's double standards that kill the United States, because it is one thing to hold the standard, and we may not like the standard, but at least it's held evenly. When the standard is applied to one side but not the other, that is a completely different thing. But put that aside. Ilhan Omar talking about how people need to be pulled off committee because of bad things that they have said in the past. Ilhan Omar saying this? Okay, let me just remind you. Ilhan Omar wrote a letter to a judge suggesting that a person who tried to join ISIS should be given a lenient sentence because America is filled with systemic racism. Ilhan Omar tweeted, forget about before she was in Congress, she tweeted while she was in Congress about how AIPAC was paying American congresspeople in order to be pro-Israel. Right? It's all about the Benjamins, is what she tweeted. She accused American Jews of possessing dual loyalty to Israel and the United States. Before she was in Congress, right, as long as we're going to go with the before in Congress standard, which is what they're using now with Marjorie Taylor Greene, she accused Israel of hypnotizing the world. She still supports the boycott, divestment, and sanctions campaign against Israel, which is anti-Semitism. She submitted a resolution in the House of Representatives that compared boycotting Israel to boycotting the Nazis, according to the Jerusalem Post. And because there was a whole move inside Congress to prevent BDS on college campuses. And she immediately said, no, no, no. Boycotting Israel is like boycotting the Nazis. I mean, that is Ilhan Omar. And how did she ever apologize? In fact, not only did she not apologize for that, she went on CBS This Morning and she said, I don't regret any of those comments. I regret how people took them, which is always that's one of my favorite apologies is, I really apologize for how you took that. Wait, you're apologizing for me? I didn't do anything wrong. I just properly interpreted your comments. Here was Ilhan Omar not apologizing just a little while ago.
Oftentimes there are things that you might say might not hold weight for you, but to someone else, right? The way that we hear and consume information is very different than how the next person might.
So you don't regret your words either?
I do not, but I have gotten I am grateful for the opportunity to really learn how my words made people feel, and have taken every single opportunity I've gotten to make sure that people understood that I apologize for it. And
would you
never,
like people to, would,
I
you,
never
would you
really
like to
want
make it
them
clear
to,
that you were not anti-Semitic?
Oh, certainly not.
Oh, certainly not. Certainly not. She was never anti-Semitic, guys. No, no. Neither was Rashida Tlaib, by the way. Neither was Rashida Tlaib, who has flirted with the blood libel over and over again. Right? Earlier this year, she had to delete a tweet in which she retweeted a tweet suggesting that Jews had kidnapped a 7-year-old Palestinian child and thrown him down a water well. It turns out that he had just slipped and he had fallen into a well and died there. But she retweeted that. That was not the first time. Rashida Tlaib, a well-respected member of the Democratic Party, tweeted that Israel, quote, unjustly oppresses and targets Palestinian children after a Palestinian rocket attack against Israeli civilians. She compared Israel to Nazi Germany, which is a form of anti-Semitism. In December, after an anti-Semitic shooting at a kosher deli in New Jersey, you remember that? This is just a couple of years ago. She rushed to condemn white supremacy. The attacker happened to be a member of the Black Hebrew Israelites. She later deleted that. So Rashida Tlaib, yeah, so many joys inside the Democratic Party. And by the way, how are they treated inside the Democratic Party? You've got the entire Republican Party infrastructure pointing out that Marjorie Taylor Greene does not represent them. Does not. The entire Democratic Party rushed to Ilhan Omar's defense. There was an attempt to push a censure vote on Ilhan Omar. This is like only a couple months, by the way, after Kevin McCarthy stripped Steve King of his committee assignments. And just a few months later, Ilhan Omar was brought up for a possible censure vote, and Democrats decided instead to pass a resolution condemning every bad thing in the universe. We're not going to name Ilhan Omar. We're just going to say bad things are bad. Would you like to sign on to our resolution? And then Nancy Pelosi was on the cover of Rolling Stone with Ilhan Omar. I mean, come on. Come on. If you want to make the case that Republicans are the party of Marjorie Taylor Greene, again, that case is a lot weaker than the case that Democrats are the party of Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib, considering the amount of defense they have placed in these two people. Minimum. I mean, there are other people in Congress who are extraordinarily radical on the Democratic side as well. But here is the point. The double standard is what the Democrats are living off of right now. It's what the media are living off of right now. All righty. Coming up. The Biden administration, the administration of science. They love science. Well, not so much. I'll show you why. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
KC. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
Hey guys, I'm Bob the Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. Boy, was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
Hi, this is Sharon Clark, owner of Home Helpers. We are currently hiring for our award-winning team of caregivers. We are a home care agency who provide non-medical home care services for seniors in our community, like cooking, shopping, light housekeeping, and driving our clients to appointments. If you are a retiree, student, or mom and interested in flexible hours, we have 2 to 4 hour shifts with weekend and evenings available, as well as full-time opportunities. To apply, visit our website, readinghomehelpers.com, or drop off your resume at 2620 Larkspur Lane. Reading Home Helpers, proudly serving our community for 16 years, and I look forward to meeting you.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
I expected it to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right? So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
70.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-837-0065. 800-837-0065. That's 800-837-0065.
America's kids are returning to class, in school and at home. And this year, learning is especially tough for kids who already struggle with poverty, emotional trauma, and other barriers. but Communities in Schools is helping by putting caring adults in schools to connect with kids. And now we're reaching beyond school walls, tutoring, mentoring, and counseling students, providing resources for at-home learning, doing whatever it takes to make sure all kids have the opportunity to learn and succeed.
Sponsored by Communities in Schools.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, the Biden administration, they came into office, and it was all about the science. Well, one of the beautiful things about having a media that's willing to cover for you on all available fronts is that you can be unbelievably crappy at your job on a regular basis, and the media will just continue to pretend that everything you say is just truthful beyond belief. So, the entire media, upon Trump's exit, the entire media swiveled into, we have now entered the period of science, choir from heaven, science. Right, like angel wings and a light coming, people backlit. It was amazing, right? The science was here, and everybody in the Biden administration loves science. They love it. They love science so much that boys can be girls can be boys, and babies before they are born are actually just clusters of cells you can flush down a toilet. Other than that, they are super into science. They're like science-y McScience face. They're Bill Nye the Science Guy, except if he actually had, you know, like a higher level science degree. But they are just like science up, and especially with COVID, because Trump, that guy, he sucked on COVID. We know he was bad on COVID because he said crazy stuff all the time. I mean, sure, he had, like, you know, the same exact plan that Joe Biden did about vaccine rollout. And sure, Operation Warp Speed did end with the creation of a vaccine in record time. And sure, the Democrats were most praised by the media. It turns out kind of sucked at their job. Sure, it turns out that Andrew Cuomo, the anti-Trump, ends up not only being a garbage governor of the state of New York, but perhaps a criminal in covering up the number of nursing home deaths. Now, listen, things changed. Okay, January 20th, the skies opened, the rays of light came down, and Sir Isaac Newton holding hands with Albert Einstein, holding hands with the greatest of all doctors, Joe Biden, came down from heaven and brought us to science. All right, so how's that era science going, guys? Going great, is it? Mm-hmm. So you'll recall that over the past 48 hours, Joe Biden's CDC director, right, his CDC director, whose name is Rochelle Walensky, was on a live stream, right? It was a CDC presser. This was a CDC presser that was being live streamed by MSNBC. And the CDC director said that teachers do not need to be vaccinated in order for schools to open. Now, I remember during the Trump administration, the claim was that Trump kept undermining his public health officials. How dare he ever, or anyone in the administration ever, contradict the all-wise, all-knowing, all-seeing Anthony Fauci, who has only switched positions on masking more than the Kama Sutra does on sex. How dare anybody ever put out data or theories that are contrary to the all-knowing eye that was Dr. Anthony Fauci? And the claim was that Trump was routinely he was undermining his own public health officials. Was he a doctor? He didn't get to undermine public health officials. Okay, so Rochelle Walensky, Dr. Rochelle Walensky is the CDC director. Here she was, like 48 hours ago, saying, you know, teachers don't need to be vaccinated in order for schools to open.
There is increasing data to suggest that schools can safely reopen, and that safe reopening does not suggest that teachers need to be vaccinated in order to reopen safely. So while we are implementing the criteria of the advisory committee and of the state and local guidances to get vaccination across these eligible communities, I would also say that safe reopening of schools is not, that vaccination of teachers is not a prerequisite for safe reopening
of
schools.
Okay, now you may notice something in this clip. If you're watching this visually, you may notice something. Behind Dr. Rochelle Walensky is a step and repeat. The step and repeat is a logo. The logo says upon it, CDC, Centers for Disease Control and Prevention. Okay, so here is the problem. What she said, which is that teachers don't need to be vaccinated, cuts against what a lot of the union heads are saying. Because the union heads, they don't care about the science. They care about being able to get their union members paid without those people ever having to work. Because unions are generally in the business of doing things that are less profitable for companies. And when it comes to public sector unions, things that jack the taxpayer and get their union members more benefits. That is what unions are in the business of doing. That is why they exist, to negotiate. Okay, they do not exist to make businesses more efficient. They do not exist in the public sector in order to make the public sector more efficient or to serve the taxpayers. That is not what unions exist to do. They're in opposition to those things. Okay, so the unions come out and they're like, no, we need teachers vaccinated. There are certain teachers unions over the past week who have been saying we need students vaccinated, which is crazy considering the CDC has not greenlit the vaccine for small children. You can't vaccinate in the United States, I believe legally, kids who are like 7 or 8 years old. So Jen Psaki is asked about this. The great, how refreshing, according to Brad, super refreshing. The most refreshing, like the fresca of press secretaries over at the White House. Jen Psaki, who only used to lie professionally for the State Department. Now she lies professionally for the entire White House, which is exciting. And so she gets up there at the White House. And she is asked about the CDC director saying a thing that contradicts one of the Democrats' chief constituencies, teachers unions. Right? Because, again, the teachers unions, they don't like the actual science. So Jen Psaki is asked, you know, that CDC director, she said that teachers can go back to work, you know, without having been vaccinated. That's not a prerequisite. So how does Jen Psaki respond to this? Well, by lying.
The president, let me be crystal clear, wants schools to open. He wants them to stay open. And he wants to do that safely. And he wants health and medical experts to be the guides for how we should do exactly that. So we're just not, Dr. Walensky spoke to this in her personal capacity. Obviously, she's the head of the CDC, but we're going to wait for the final guidance to come out so we can use that as a guide for schools around the country.
In her personal capacity? She's literally doing a CDC press conference in that tape I played for you, sitting in front of the logo of the CDC. It's a hell of a personal capacity. It's not like she was at a PTA meeting or something. It wasn't like she was at dinner with Jen Psaki. He's like, what do you think, doctor? She's like, well, you know what I think. I think teachers don't need vaccination. That would be the personal capacity. When you sit in front of the CDC sign and you say that thing in the middle of a CDC press conference, pretty sure that's the science and pretty sure that right now Jen Psaki is pushing crap. Because that's what they do over at the White House. More on this in a moment. First, I'm a pretty unique dude, right? Truly one of a kind. So are you. That's why we all need mattresses made just for us. And I have one of those from Helix Sleep. Helix Sleep built a quiz. It takes 2 minutes to complete. They use the answers to match your body type and sleep preferences to the perfect mattress for you. If you like a mattress that's really soft or firm, if you sleep on your side, back, stomach, if you sleep really hot with Helix, there's a specific mattress for each and everybody's unique taste, like me. Just go to helixsleep.com/Shapiro. They will match you to a mattress that'll give you the best sleep of your life. I sleep on a Helix mattress. You don't need to take my word for it. Helix was rated best mattress of 2019 by both GQ and Wired magazine. Everything is made right here in America. They've got a 10-year warranty. You get to try it out for 100 nights risk-free. If you try Helix and you don't like it, they'll pick it up right for you, no problem. Right now, Helix is offering up to $200 off mattress orders. Get up to $200 off at helixsleep.com/Shapiro. Again, that's helixsleep.com/Shapiro. My wife and I took that 2-minute sleep quiz. We have a mattress made just for us. I sleep like a baby on it, at least until my baby wakes us up. Right now, Helix is offering up to $200 off your mattress order. Go to helixsleep.com/Shapiro for up to $200 off. So, one intrepid reporter actually asked Jen Psaki a question. And honest to God, send this person a bottle of wine. Because when any reporter asks an actual question to Jen Psaki, that person should be rewarded. Okay, we need to incentivize good behavior by reporters. It's like a Pavlovian response. We need to send bottles of wine to reporters who actually ask serious questions of this administration, since most of them are too busy bootlicking the administration. So some reporter, not sure which one, okay, some reporter asked Jen Psaki, question, if you have to choose between teachers' unions and the students, who does the administration choose? This is a good question, because the teachers' unions right now are striking effectively against the students in direct contravention of the actual science. Here was Jen Psaki's response to this intrepid reporter.
If it comes down to a binary choice, who would the president choose, the kids or the teachers?
I think that's a little bit unfair how you pose that question, but I will say the president believes schools should be open. Teachers want schools to be open. Families want schools to be open, but we want to do it safely. And I'm not sure that any parent in this country would disagree with wanting their kids to go to school in a safe environment where there's ventilation, where proper precautions are taken, whether it's masks or social distancing, and that's his priority.
Oh, so his priority is to avoid the question is what you're saying. I can't believe you asked the question. Nope. That question is precisely posed. Okay, that question is exactly correct. The teachers' union is framed right. The teachers' unions are striking against the students right now in contravention of the science. By the way, you know who agrees with this? The queen of science over in Chicago has finally realized that, wait a second, I made that video right after the election talking about the glories of science, and then I've spent the last several weeks kowtowing to the teachers' unions. Maybe I should actually stand up for the science. So here, what that question, Jen Psaki's like, that's an idle question. The teachers want the same things as the students. Here is Lori Lightfoot saying, nope, the teachers don't want the same thing as the students. They're breaking the system because the teachers' unions are being awful.
Let me remind you of the over $100 million in mitigations that CPS has invested in our schools to make them safe. They included ventilation, testing, health screening, face coverings, enhanced cleaning, and other in-school safety measures. And as the expression goes, the proof is in the pudding. CPS had 3 weeks of successful implementation of these mitigation plans in our schools. That was until the CTU blew up that success and created chaos that we are now enduring.
But don't worry, according to Jen Psaki, the unions are on exactly the same side as the students. We're all on the same side here, except for the teachers. This is like my favorite joke. What's the similarity between a cow and a plum? They're both purple except for the cow. Like, what's the similarity between the teachers' unions and the students? They both want to reopen the schools safely except for the teachers. I mean, like, it's pretty amazing. And by the way, speaking of the best science, nothing undercuts faith in the vaccine like what Jen Psaki said yesterday at the White House. So this has become a talking point, and it's the dumbest talking point I can imagine. It is so stupid. Really, here is Jen Psaki, White House press secretary yesterday, saying the thing that is most calibrated for people to say, I'm not going to bother getting the vaccine. Here it is right here.
Part of what we're also trying to do is make our health and medical experts available to ensure people understand, and I'll reiterate it here today, it's not just a vaccine, is obviously an incredible medical breakthrough, and we want every American to have one. But even after vaccinated, social distancing, wearing masks are going to be essential, and we'll need to continue communicating about that through health and medical experts.
So let me explain something to you. No. Hey, that's my explanation. No. No, we're not going to do that. Nobody's going to do that. Once people are vaccinated, they're just not going to do that. And you know what? They shouldn't do that. Because at a certain level, yes, is there a baseline risk that a vanishingly few people could get infected after they get vaccinated? Sure. But the baseline level of risk is at that point so unbelievably low that there is no rationale for continuing to keep society shut. None. There's no rationale for socially distancing. There's no rationale for mask wearing. That is not a thing. If you want to say that everybody for the future should always, under all circumstances, socially distance and mask with people who are over 80 in nursing homes, there is a better case for that than what you are saying post-vaccination. Israel just came out with a study. Okay, it is released by the Maccabee Healthcare Services. And here's what they found. As of Thursday, there have been over 416,000 people who have gotten the second Pfizer shot in Israel. Here is the grand total number of people who have gotten COVID. 254. Out of 417,000 people, 254 people got COVID after getting that second shot, and zero of them had heavy conditions. Zero. Over the same period of time, out of 778,000 people in the control group, almost 13,000 new cases of COVID-19 emerged. That shows that the vaccine is 91% effective 7 days or more after the second injection is administered. The whole point of people taking the vaccine, particularly if you are not at high risk of death from this thing, if you're under the age of 65 and in decent health, the only reason really that you are taking this is to prevent yourself from infecting people who are old, or more importantly, so you can get back to regular life. We all know this. We all know this. So if you want to convince a bunch of healthy 40-year-olds not to take the vaccine, the best way to do that is to tell them that even if they take the vaccine, they have to continue doing this crap ad infinitum. It's not going to happen. Why she's pushing this point is absolutely beyond me. It's ridiculous. It is counterproductive. It is stupid. It is not scientifically backed. At a certain point, the risk level of COVID is low enough that we have to go back to our regular lives. COVID is not going to disappear. COVID is not going to be like the bubonic plague where it just doesn't exist really anymore. That's not going to be a thing. It will remain a baseline level of risk. And if that baseline level of risk is reduced by 90%, at that point, go to work. At that point, go to a concert, go to a baseball game. I will. After I get vaccinated, I plan on engaging in my regular life. And you know what? My parents, who are verging on 65, they plan on doing the exact same thing. Because at that point, you know what? Life is filled with risks. The White House encouraging people to continue masking and socially distancing after they have the vaccine is nuts. It is nuts. And it is going to convince millions of people not to get the vaccine. Because if they're saying, okay, well, I don't even know what the risks of the vaccine are 2 years from now. We don't have a longitudinal study or anything. So Either I could go back to my regular life and not get the vaccine, or I could go back to my regular life and get the vaccine, or alternatively, and get the vaccine and not go back to my regular life, or not get the vaccine and not go back to my regular life. What if I'm just going to skip the risk? Unless I have an underlying risk. These geniuses with their science. Wow, amazing. In a second, I'm going to give you the most genius scientific move that I've seen from the Biden administration. This isn't even, like, the extent of it. First, investors, how about a 10%?
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260. Or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes. Same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
To Vivint, all is well. If you want a system professionally installed, fit with the best cameras and 24/7 monitoring, call Vivint today. 833-420-4070 for a free quote and lock in free installation and a free month of monitoring service. Vivint, smart security professionally installed. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. Offer valid for new customers only. System purchase requires monthly service agreement and equipment package. Speak to a Vivint representative today for complete equipment, services, and financing details. Visit Vivint.com for licensing information. Other terms and conditions may apply.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help now today at 800-837-0065. 800-837-0065. That's 800-837-0065.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Many children around the world don't receive Valentine's Day cards, and they need encouragement now more than ever. To learn more how you can choose your very own Valentine's Day card and send a note to a child, visit savethechildren.org/share the love. That's savethechildren.org/share the love. Furnished by Save the Children.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So what would you say if I told you that there was a vaccine that was ready to go? All that had to happen was that the FDA had to approve it. The FDA, however, under Joe Biden, not exactly a model of efficiency. Okay, so here is the greatest Joe Biden administration COVID story of the day. You ready for this? So remember, One of the raps on Trump for a long time was his bureaucracy did a terrible job. That's true. The FDA did a terrible job. The FDA continues to be a largely garbage organization that does not do a good job in the United States. In fact, there was a story in the Washington Post just 2 days ago talking about how the FDA had completely missed the fact that there are heavy metals in baby food for like years, and the FDA didn't say anything about it, which is just fantastic, because I probably fed my baby some of that food, as did pretty much everybody else on the planet. In any case, now it turns out that the FDA, right, the FDA is supposed to run all of these vaccines through its process, and they delay and they delay and they delay, right? They take forever to do this kind of stuff. So now we are learning that Johnson & Johnson is seeking emergency FDA authorization for single-shot coronavirus vaccine. That's going to be helpful, right? I mean, we're in the middle of a giant pandemic. Yes, the rates of transmission have dropped about 45% since their height, but they are still way above anything before October. So a single shot would be fantastic, because that also means that you don't need as many doses. It means that you don't need to come back 3 weeks later. It means that the period for developing immunity is much shorter. So Johnson & Johnson submitted its single-shot coronavirus vaccine for emergency use authorization. The submission is a pivotal step toward reducing the burden of disease for people globally and putting an end to the pandemic, said Paul Stoffels, chief scientific officer of Johnson & Johnson, in a statement. If the vaccine received regulatory clearance, it would be the third authorized shot in the United States. So that's exciting stuff, right? I mean, a single shot, big victory for the world, big victory for the United States and for Johnson & Johnson. The FDA officials, they've announced that outside experts will discuss the vaccine at a public meeting 3 weeks from now, on February 26th. Oh, busy are you? In the middle of a pandemic, with 3,500 people dying a day. The FDA, they're really on top of their business at the FDA. Not like, I mean, I don't mean to bother you guys. I don't mean to, like, ring the bell over here and wake you guys up in the middle. It's like at 11 o'clock in the morning. I know you're lazy, but, like, at a certain point, might you want to consider the possibility of an emergency use authorization for a single-shot vaccine that could revolutionize our treatment of a horrifying disease that has shut down the entire world economy for a year? Could it bother you just for like a second? I guess it's too much to ask. So really, slow clap for the bureaucracy. By the way, whose bureaucracy is that? I was informed the bureaucracy would be streamlined. It would be wonderful. Well, I checked the calendar, and today's February 5th. And you know what that means? That means that Joe Biden has been president since January 20th. And that means that Joe Biden has been president for 2 weeks, more than 2 weeks. So any time now, gang. Like, seriously, anytime you want to actually start having Joe Biden take responsibility for his administration would be just fantastic. Well done, Joe Biden's FDA. Really, really well done stuff. And by the way, I love how the media are just going to treat the Biden administration as though they are doing everything right while they continue to do everything wrong. That's just the way this is going to go for 4 long years. And it is truly amazing what they are going to be able to get away with in terms of bad policy. Cheered on, by the way, by pseudo-conservatives, as it turns out. David Brooks has one of the worst columns I've seen in recent memory. Okay, over at the New York Times. Remember that time that David Brooks was the in-house conservative at the New York Times? Now he's like Jennifer Rubin, the former in-house conservative at a major newspaper. He has a piece today in the New York Times called "Biden is Right to Go Big. This Could Be the Moment of Social Repair." Oh, could it now? So here's what he says. He says, and he's correct, that the bill that Joe Biden is pushing forward right now, this $1.9 trillion pandemic relief bill, is way too big. It is. It happens to be way too big by virtually every estimate. Economist Michael Strain of the American Enterprise Institute says there will be a $420 billion output gap in 2021 because of the pandemic. We're going to spend almost $2 trillion in order to fill that output gap. Right? Even David Brooks acknowledges this. But I love this. This is how the entire media are just going to treat this stuff. It's all a big experiment, guys. And when we experiment, we have to be bold, bold with our experiments, says David Brooks. I'm impressed by the scale of the social crisis all around us. The Biden team is absolutely right to go big if we can use COVID as a pretext. Yes, this is the way it's going to go. Remold all of American society using COVID as a pretext. I love this. David Brooks says, if the experiment fails, we'll see a rise in inflation. We'll put ourselves under a crushing debt burden. We'll have sparked another bust in the boom and bust cycle. But if the experiment succeeds, we'll have an economy that is growing faster than most economists thought possible 10 years ago. We'll see white-hot labor markets, rising wages. We'll have taken a large step towards social repair. When your great nation is facing decline because of rising inequality, insecurity, distrust, and alienation, you don't just sit there. You try something big. Oh, okay, so I love that. Things are bad. You know what will help? This fire hose of cash that we don't have. And then we'll just cheer. And you know what? They'll get credit for having taken the risk of spending money that they don't have the right to spend from people who have not yet been born. this is the kind of treatment that Biden can expect for 4 long years. If you think that the populist turmoil that has been roiling the country for the last several years is going away anytime soon, it ain't. It ain't. And there's a good reason that it ain't. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. House approving the Senate amended budget resolution setting in place the process to approve the president's $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief plan. Capitol Hill correspondent Bernie Bennett has the story.
The reconciliation process can pass the Senate with a simple majority, bypassing a possible GOP filibuster. The resolution includes instructions for Congress's authorizing committees to write legislation that will affect federal finances. Those instructions follow the contours of President Biden's proposal, which includes $1,400 stimulus checks, extended emergency unemployment benefits, funds for vaccine distribution and coronavirus testing, aid to state and local governments, and increases to child tax credits and earned income tax credits, among other things. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Alabama Republican Senator Richard Shelby indicating to friends he may not run for re-election next year. Some Republicans urging him to reconsider. Also at townhall.com, Russia cracking down on international support for imprisoned dissident Alexei Navalny.
Russia was expelling diplomats from Sweden, Poland, and Germany, accusing them of attending a rally in support of Navalny as international tensions grew over the jailing of the Kremlin's most prominent foe. The announcement came as the European Union's foreign affairs chief Josep Borrell told Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov that the treatment of Navalny represents a low point in relations between Brussels and Moscow. The Russian Foreign Ministry accused Swedish and Polish diplomats in St. Petersburg and a German diplomat in Moscow of taking part in what it called unlawful rallies on January 23rd. The diplomats were declared persona non grata and were required to leave Russia. Keith Peters, Washington.
One person arrested following a blaze that destroyed the 111-year-old Mason County Courthouse in Texas. Investigators suspect arson in that fire as well as a nearby house fire. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance.
Want to dominate the stock market in 2021? Looking for higher profit potential? With the COVID vaccines, a shifting political landscape, and a new year, it's virtually impossible to guess what will happen next. With Vantage Point, you don't have to. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how our technology can forecast market trends up to 3 days in advance with incredible accuracy. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find explosive boosts before they happen. Vantage Point's patented technology analyzes huge quantities of global data in seconds. Text MONEY to 411-411 to find out how. Make 2021 your year. Start predicting trends 72 hours in advance and maximize your gains. Text MONEY to 411-411 and experience Vantage Point for free. Protect and grow your capital now. Don't wait. Text MONEY to 411-411.
Go to VantagePointSoftware.com for terms, conditions, and privacy policy.
Yankee Stadium opening as a COVID-19 vaccination site Friday, drawing lines of people from surrounding neighborhoods in the Bronx, the mega site being restricted to Bronx residents as a way to boost vaccination rates in the New York City borough, the highest percentage of positive coronavirus test results. Yankee manager Aaron Boone.
Today is as special an opening day as Yankee Stadium's ever seen, and it's an honor to be a small part of it.
NFL telling the feds it will make the remaining of the league's 30 stadiums available for vaccination sites. Already 7 NFL stadiums are serving as sites. The German government has welcomed President Biden's decision to halt the planned withdrawal of U.S. troops from Germany. Chancellor Angela Merkel's office says the troops stationing there, quote, are in our mutual interest. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. U.S. employers added just 49,000 jobs in January. The Labor Department says the unemployment rate for January fell sharply to 6.3%. About half of that drop occurred because some of those out-of-work found jobs, others stopped looking for work and were no longer counted as unemployed. In the meantime, Grant Thornton chief economist Diane Swonk says Congress needs to pass that stimulus package that's big enough to make a difference.
This is really a time we have to go big. And the consensus on that among economists is the same regardless of their political stripes, because so much now is at stake.
On Wall Street Friday, Dow Industrials gaining 92 points, closing the day and the week at 31,148. The NASDAQ climbed 78 at 13,856. More on these stories at townhall.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
Want to have the most unique, memorable Valentine's weekend? Shining Care presents The Shining Affair. Saturday, February 13th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The best part? It's happening from the comfort and safety of your own home. It's an elegant, virtual evening of interactive entertainment, including live music from FM Flyby. Enter or watch a fun lip-sync challenge, the Best in Bling contest, and much more. You join the party with Zoom and let the fun begin. With the party in a box, you'll have all the contents to create your own festive backdrop for everyone to see. Plus, mingle and see everyone's bling attire on your Zoom screen. Join CR Gibbs mixologists in making a signature cocktail. Vote on the lip sync challenge performances and best in bling outfits. Be moved by testimonials of Shining Care's mission of compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders for safety and well-being. Tickets start at just $25, available at shiningcare.org. Proceeds benefit Shining Care's programs to help at-risk elders in our community.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere ag and turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
Slow down. Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
This is RC from Tobacco and Brew, bringing you this month's Cigar of the Humidor. This month's review is Kintsugi by Alec and Bradley. Kintsugi is a pleasurable, medium-bodied experience. Notes of cinnamon, earth, and wood are prominent throughout, with very subtle hints of amaretto and almonds. Come down to the shop for your Kintsugi today, 2143 Hilltop Drive, or visit us on Instagram at Tobacco and Brew.
Hi, this is Dr. Patricia Bay, and my radio show, Therapy in a Nutshell, which airs on Saturdays at 11 a.m. on KCNR, 1460 a.m., or 96.5 FM, is a great show for you to listen to and learn how to effectively change your life. We talk about issues such as communication and trust, couples issues, and many more. Also, you can listen to the radio show on my podcast through the Anchor app, which is free and safe, or you can tune into the iTunes or Spotify podcast and listen to it there. It's a nice show that'll help you throughout the day and throughout your life. So join me for Therapy in a Nutshell, Saturdays, 11 a.m. at KCNR Radio. This is Dr. Patricia Bay, trying to heal the world 1 hour at a time.
You get me every time.
Did you know that the City of Reading has started licensing commercial cannabis activities within the city limits? Synergy is the first of the city's approved retailers to obtain licensure, bringing to the Reading area the most experienced retailer in the North State. They will ensure that your visit is both professional and comfortable. Access is simple and discreet. Synergy has a private 25-space parking lot at the back of the building. Synergy is located at 345 Hempstead Drive, Reading.
If the American people ever allow private banks to control the issuance of their currency, first by inflation, then by deflation, the banks and the corporations that will grow up around them will deprive the people of all their property until their children wake up homeless on the continent their fathers conquered.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. Revolution has started.
Sovereign Minds, now on Sundays, 10 to noon.
Dodging AOC over her experience. Again, like, she's entitled to tell her story of her emotional response however she wants to tell it. I'll say that again and again, because it's true. It also happens to be that you don't have to buy that that is a well-calibrated emotional response, nor do you have to buy media pushing her as the number one victim of the riots. That's the part that's really absurd. You have people who... We have police officers who were legitimately injured, like over 100 of them. Why aren't they the ones in the media telling their stories? You have people who died. Why aren't their families the ones in the media telling their stories? You have Congress people who are in the Capitol building. Why don't you know any of their names today? The answer is pretty obvious. You don't know their names today because the media have decided to make Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez the face of this thing for no reason whatsoever, except that she dials up her emotional retelling of the situation. So here's CBS doing that.
It's unfortunately kind of the spring to deny and to politicize our accounts was something that that I sat with, and it was a big reason why, you know, on top of making sure that we could clear our story due to security concerns, it was also a reason why I sat on that, on my story as well. You know, so many survivors fear being publicly doubted, but the fact of the matter is that the account is accurate, and you know, when it comes to minimizing the experiences of survivors, that is extremely damaging as well.
Yeah. Okay, and CBS is like, yes, that's true. I'm not minimizing what you went through, but it is important to point out that her emotional response is maximizing what she went through. If you watch that without any information as to the geography of the Capitol, you would think that the rioters were like in imminent danger of breaking into her office. And that is how she told the story. So that doesn't mean that there is this gray area in which what you are saying is technically true, but also suggests things that are not. Right? That's usually where the fact checkers come after everybody they don't like. But in this particular case, to me, like, how, and then for her to connect the fact that people responded to her story by saying they're doubting me the same way they would doubt my sexual assault allegation. No, no, not at all. Not at all. I'm allowed to say that and everybody is allowed to say your emotional response to no rioters being in the building and a police officer coming into your office and telling you to move offices is not well calibrated. And that has nothing to do with you having been allegedly sexually assaulted at some point in the past. I believe that happened to her because I have no evidence to believe it didn't happen to her. But I do have some fairly significant evidence that her emotional response to what happened on Capitol Hill, at least where she was, to immediate physical danger, not to what happened on Capitol Hill, everybody was emotional about that, to what happened to her in physical danger, that there are some fairly obvious counterexamples of how people acted. And by the way, there's tape from that day inside the Cannon building. And basically, it's Congress people exiting their offices and going to a place. I've been in buildings where there are bomb threats. People leave, and then they go to a place. It used to happen like every 6 weeks at the high school. And that, by the way, that's the reason that the Cannon building was evacuated, not because the rioters were threatening the Cannon building. It was evacuated earlier, like an hour before the actual storming of the Capitol, because there had been a viable pipe bomb found on the street outside the Cannon building. Okay, well, the media are in, like, full defense mode here. So here's Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo on CNN defending Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez. Again, I don't think she requires a defense. I really don't. I think she can say, what I said is my accurate retelling of my own emotional response. And people can say, okay, and that emotional response was overwrought based on the fact that you were in no close physical danger. All of that is perfectly okay in a free republic. But the media are like, no, no, you must never say that. No. So in a second, we'll get to Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo on CNN. Again, lots of journalism happening. First, let's talk about a simple fact. You do not have to give big tech websites access to your data. Why would you? I choose to protect my online activity by using ExpressVPN. If you've ever wondered how free-to-access social media companies make all their money, well, they track your searches, your video history, everything you click on, and then they just sell your valuable data. When you use ExpressVPN, you anonymize much of your online presence by hiding your IP address. That makes your activity more difficult to trace and sell to advertisers. What's more, ExpressVPN encrypts 100% of your data to protect you from eavesdroppers on your network. And the ExpressVPN app, it could not be easier to use. You just tap one button on your phone or computer. You are now protected. Voila. Take back your online privacy with the VPN I trust at expressvpn.com/Ben. By visiting my link, you get an extra 3 months of ExpressVPN service for free on a one-year package. Again, that is expressvpn.com/Ben, expressvpn.com/Ben to protect your data today. That's expressvpn.com/Ben, and you get 3 extra months for free on a one-year package at expressvpn.com/Ben, expressvpn.com/Ben to protect your online data today. Okay, so Don Lemon and Chris Cuomo rushed to Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez's defense last night. And they've moved from everything that she says is absolutely a reflection of reality to it's just generally accurate about emotional states. And here we go. Serious journalism on CNN.
It doesn't have to be real, the threat, for you to believe it's imminent.
You believe. And let me tell you something. Let them do it because they look like idiots in the process and people are on to it.
So no more than any other time.
Keep doing it.
I hope people learn this time.
Have fun. I know. I encourage them. Continue to do it. I think people, the veil has been lifted. People's eyes are open, they know what's going on.
What's going on? Like, he says they know what's going on. What's going on is that some people are doubting whether Ocasio-Cortez's description of her own emotional state is justified. That's all that's happening here. And I love that Chris Cuomo has gone from the threat was real to your emotional response to a non-threat is just as important. No, it can be real and also not quite as important. And it seems to me that if you're going to lead the news with a story from a congressperson, there are plenty of Democrats you can find who were in the Capitol building itself while the riots were going on and got rushed out of the chamber. And I've talked to congresspeople who were rushed out of the chamber. Not seeing a lot of those people in the media today. Okay, all of this is about, of course, setting the predicate for impeachment. The more emotionally unsettling the talk about January 6th is, the more we are all reminded of how bad January 6th was, and then Democrats hope they will not actually have to make a political case or a legal case for why Trump should be impeached, even though he is no longer in office. Instead, it will just be, remember how bad January 6th was? That was super bad. And you remember who kept saying things that weren't true and that led up to January 6th? That was Trump. And we don't have to show causality, and we don't actually have to show that he was inciting violence here. All we have to do is just point out how bad the thing was and point out that Trump was saying bad, untrue things. And so that's all they're going to just keep hammering away at. And meanwhile, Democrats, by the way, they continue to put forward this claim that's astonishing. I don't know what the evidence is for this claim. This is an audacious claim. Nancy Pelosi, for example, again yesterday, Nancy Pelosi said that there is a threat from within the chamber, right? That inside the House, there were people who are actively colluding with the rioters. Could we at some point see the evidence of this? Those people are traitors if they exist. I've been saying this for weeks. Since January 6th, Democrats keep saying, we have people inside the chamber who are actively working with the rioters to make sure that they can target members of Congress. That is a criminal act. That is conspiracy to commit violence. It makes you an accomplice to actual attempted murder. Like, some evidence, please, Nancy Pelosi, the queen of truth over here.
Again, we have the threat from within, as you are all well aware. Some members refuse to comply with security protocols to keep members, staff, police officers, everyone, including all of you, safe, which is why we are passing a rule mandating fines for non-compliance in that regard. You're aware of that, I'm sure. Also, in terms of acknowledging the threat, I remain profoundly concerned about House Republicans' leadership acceptance of extreme conspiracy theorist.
Yeah, and this is just going to be the idea here. Everybody's a January 6th rioter. The entire House is responsible for January 6th if you're on the right side of the aisle. And then, of course, Nancy Pelosi pushes this forward. She says if the Senate does not vote to convict Trump, then it's because they are just a bunch of cowards. Okay, yeah, I'm sure that that's... But by the way, can I just make a quick note here? Donald Trump hasn't been in office since January 20th. I was talking to my wife, who really does not follow this stuff closely. And she was asking me sort of for the updates on this. And I was explaining that there's going to be a Senate conviction trial this week. And her first reaction was, why? I said, well, you know, he was impeached in the House, and technically they can still convict him in the Senate. And she said, yeah, but why? And I said, well, you know, he was impeached in the House, and technically they can still convict him in the Senate, and, you know, they are going to consider whether to do so. She said, right, but he's not president anymore, so why? I think that many, many Americans are going to feel that way. Like, really, a lot of Americans are like, I haven't heard the term Trump in a while. Why do Democrats keep talking about this? Democrats keep harping on this for a political reason, but I don't think most Americans are heavily invested in the Senate conviction trial. Nonetheless, here was Nancy Pelosi pushing it.
The House managers are walking into a trial where all signs point to acquittal.
They don't know that.
What does it mean?
They don't know that. They don't know that. They haven't heard the case. They don't have the case, but the court of the Senate, they will make their case. In the court of public opinion, they will make their case. And for history and posterity, as our colleague, as our founder said, to ourselves and our posterity, they will make the case. But I have great confidence in them, and we'll see. We'll see if it's going to be a Senate of courage or cowardice.
Okay, so just a quick note. The part that she's invoking there from the founders is the preamble to the Constitution of the United States, talking about securing the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, you know, which goes more to the vision of government than it does to, you know, any particular impeachment. In any case, is this going to go anywhere? The answer is no. At this point, it is all about the optics. Okay, in just a second, we're going to get to the very, very unifying Biden administration. They're looking right now at simply declaring student loan debt free. Isn't that fun? Isn't that fun? It's like, or your mattress is free. Good times here at the Biden White House. We'll get to that in just 1 second. First, are you unhappy with your smile? You don't have to be. Thousands of people have used Candid, the clear, comfortable, removable, practically invisible aligners to help straighten their teeth. Now they love their smile. Justin in Atlanta says, when I was younger, I used to have a gap in the front and on the side. I noticed people would always look at my mouth first, so I was looking for a fix. Candid ended up being the perfect company for me. It can't stop me from smiling now. There is no comparison. Well, here's the thing. Candid can help you straighten your teeth, too, and you can fall in love with your smile as well. Your treatment is prescribed and closely monitored remotely by a licensed orthodontist who's an expert in tooth movement. You'll have the same quality of care you'd get from an in-office orthodontist from the comfort and convenience of your own home. While other companies use general dentists, Candid only works with orthodontists. With Candid, the same orthodontist who created your plan is with you from start to finish. You're never going to have to wonder how you are doing. The average Candid treatment is just 6 months. You'll start seeing results way before then. It costs thousands of bucks less than traditional braces. So become your best you. Start straightening those teeth today, right now. You can save $75 on Candid's starter kit. Go to CandidCO.com/Ben. Use code Ben. That is CandidCO.com/Ben. Use code Ben to get started. Take advantage of this limited time offer. Save $75 on your starter kit. CandidCO.com/Ben. Use code Ben. Alrighty, coming up, we're going to get into the Biden administration's move to relieve student loan debt with just a pen and the phone. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt? Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug, ranitidine, may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-516-9931.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931. That's 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931.
I was in the hospital with my son for 18 months.
When he got injured, I knew I had to be strong. I just remember rushing into his room and giving him a big hug and letting him know I was there.
These veterans and families are just a few of the heroes we serve at Homes for Our Troops. We build specially adapted custom homes with features like wheelchair access and automatic door openers that allow them to focus on their recovery and family.
This house is freedom.
It's hope. It's a new beginning.
Visit HFOTUSA.org.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. So, Joe Biden, he's getting ready to do something radical. Apparently, he wants to push student debt, like, just off. He just wants to relieve student debt. This is being pushed by the radical left of his party. It makes no sense. Even if you're a liberal, it makes no sense to relieve student loan debt. Of all the issues in American life, student loan debt is one of the least progressive. You know who has student loan debt? College graduates. You know who doesn't have student loan debt? People who graduated high school only. You know who tends to earn more money in the United States? People who graduate college. So 40% of all student loan debt in the United States has been taken out by people who went to grad school. So you're paying off grad school debts from taxpayer money taken from people who didn't graduate from college. It's the most regressive policy that you can imagine. Plus, it is unjust because some of us actually paid off student loans. Beyond that, the president just doesn't have the power to do this. And the reality is that that Joe Biden is now talking about using executive orders to do things that executive orders are not designed to do. Executive orders are designed to fill in the gaps purposefully left by Congress. That is literally all they are designed to do. It is not that Congress says, you know what, go do what you want, and then the president can go do whatever he wants. That is not the way this works. The president has to have an explicit grant of legal authority in order to do an executive order that fills in that gap. That is why it was blatantly unconstitutional when Barack Obama simply decided that as a class, he was not going to enforce immigration law. There's nothing that gives him the power to do that. Okay, the same thing is true here when it comes to student loans. Okay, the reality is that there are provisions of federal law that allow the executive branch to waive or suspend student loans in certain situations. It was meant for emergency situations. It was not meant as in, what if we just, like, you know, suspend all student loans or forgive all student loans? And yet apparently that's exactly what the White House is now considering. According to Danielle Douglas Gabriel, writing for the Washington Post, White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki said on Thursday, the Biden administration is looking into whether it can use executive authority to cancel some portion of the $1.6 trillion in federal student loans owed by 43 million Americans. Psaki said in a tweet, the president continues to support the canceling of student debt to bring relief to students and families. Our team is reviewing whether there are any steps he can take through executive action, and he would welcome the opportunity to sign a bill sent to him by Congress. Biden said canceling at least 10 grand in education debt would be part of his economic recovery plan after his election in November. Biden has said that he was skeptical about the extent of his authority and instead wanted congressional legislation. Democrats are now saying that he should just do it on his own, which is hilarious since they control Congress. But the reality is they know they don't have the votes for this. So now it's like, we don't have the votes. You know what? Just do it yourself, Bobo. On Thursday, Senate Majority Leader Chuck Schumer, Senator Elizabeth Warren, Ayanna Pressley reintroduced a resolution calling on Biden to provide up to 50 grand in tax-free debt cancellation for all federal student loan borrowers. Isn't that exciting? So now you just passed a resolution calling on the president to do something without congressional approval. You know what we used to call that? A bill. Right? If Congress passed a thing giving the president the ability to do a thing, that was called the bill. We don't do bills anymore. All we now have are resolutions. Like, you know what would be awesome is if you just didn't use Congress. That'd be great. So this is pretty exciting stuff. Ayanna Pressley says student loan debt is about racial justice, which is a weird, weird idea considering that a disproportionate number of people who have student loan debt are white and Asian, not black and Hispanic. In any case, here is Ayanna Pressley making this idiotic and non-factual case.
The student debt crisis has always been a racial and economic justice issue. But for too long, the narrative has excluded Black and Latinx communities, and the ways in which this debt has exacerbated deeply entrenched racial and economic inequities in our nation. These disparities didn't just magically occur. They are the consequences of generations of systemic racism, discrimination, and what I call policy violence.
It's so tiring. It's so tiring. A disproportionate number of Black and Hispanic people do not go to college. So it's a racial justice issue to relieve student loan debt for white nations. Makes perfect sense. Also, it's the legacy of our horrible, horrible, systemically racist system that allows active discrimination against whites and Asians in admissions. Also, just whatever, man. Whatever. Like, it's just such sloganeering nonsense. And we're all supposed to just swallow it whole because we now live in the era of equity in which we just guise our racism as something completely different. Already coming up, we'll be joined by Representative Chip Roy of Texas, who most recently was sort of accused by Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez of being akin to a sexual assaulter. Yeah, we'll be talking with Representative Roy about that in a moment. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident? And find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has the chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
At Shasta Regional Medical Group, we're focused on the health matters that matter to you, like having a primary care doctor you trust. Our physicians put patients first. They take the time to listen to your needs and concerns, and they provide the information you need to make good decisions about your own health. At Shasta Regional Medical Group, you have an integrated network of caregivers and specialists working to serve you in a compassionate, patient-centered environment. We're conveniently located right across the street from Shasta Regional Medical Center. To make an appointment, call Shasta Regional Medical Group today at 605-4260 or visit us online at ShastaRegionalMedicalGroup.com. Shasta Regional Medical Group. Your primary care is our primary concern.
Want to have the most unique, memorable Valentine's weekend? Shining Care presents The Shining Affair. Saturday, February 13th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The best part? It's happening from the comfort and safety of your own home. It's an elegant virtual evening of interactive entertainment, including live music from FM Flyby. Enter or watch a fun lip-sync challenge, the Best in Bling contest, and much more. You join the party with Zoom and let the fun begin. With the party in a box, you'll have all the contents to create your own festive backdrop for everyone to see. Plus, mingle and see everyone's bling attire on your Zoom screen. Join CR Gibbs mixologists in making a signature cocktail. Vote on the lip sync challenge performances and best in bling outfits. Be moved by testimonials of Shining Care's mission of compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders for safety and well-being. Tickets start at just $25, available at shiningcare.org. Proceeds benefit Shining Care's programs to help at-risk elders in our community.
Wind River Resort and Casino invites you to come explore our exciting table games to see what California's premier gaming experience is all about. Our knowledgeable, friendly dealers provide premier gaming action 24 hours a day. With 13 table games and a variety of limits for players at every level, we'll make each gaming experience better than your last. More games, more ways. ways to win more fun. No one else in town offers this. All the table games details at WinRiver.com. You win at Wind River Resort and Casino.
Other terms and conditions may apply.
Every day, Doctors Without Borders teams confront hard facts in conflict and crisis zones. When others might look away, we step in to act. Because measles still kills more than 100,000 children every year. We're there to vaccinate over a million worldwide, including those affected by the current outbreak in Democratic Republic of Congo. Because half of all maternal deaths occur during delivery or within 24 hours, we've assisted more than 1.4 million births around the world, including care for new mothers in Afghanistan. Because some countries only have one or two mental health professionals, we offer counseling and clinical care, providing over 400,000 mental health consultations worldwide last year, including care for migrants and refugees on the dangerous journey north from Central America. The fact is, your acts of care and compassion make our life-saving work possible. Picture the impact we can have together. DoctorsWithoutBorders.org.
Welcome back. This is the Ben Shapiro Show. Joining us on the line is Representative Chip Roy, representative for Texas's 21st Congressional District. He serves on the House Judiciary and Veterans Affairs Committees. He's also chairman of the Republican Study Committee on Healthcare Task Force. Representative Roy, thanks so much for joining the show. Good to talk to you.
Hey, Ben. Thanks for having me on. I hope you are doing well.
Yeah, I am hanging in there. My job is less complicated than yours these days, so a lot to talk about here. Why don't we begin with all of the sort of hubbub that is now surrounding the fallout from January 6th. So there have been a lot of accusations that are being irresponsibly thrown around, obviously, by various members of Congress that I've yet to see any data for. So Alexandra Ocasio-Cortez, when she is not Instagramming her experiences during January 6th, is accusing fellow Congress members of attempted murder. So she accused Senator Ted Cruz of being essentially an accessory to murder, trying to have her assassinated. She also suggested in that Instagram video that both he and Josh Hawley were like her rapists. That she'd been sexually assaulted and they were akin to the people who sexually assaulted or person who sexually assaulted her because they just want to forgive and forget. What do you make of those accusations?
Well, they're obviously facially absurd and they're scurrilous attacks that have no place in the Congress. And I'm left wondering why we were spending all of our time yesterday on Marjorie Taylor Greene, who made comments that I don't agree with. But we spent all day yesterday on that. And yet my Democratic colleagues have no interest in addressing what Alexandria said. And look, I get along with Alexandria. We text occasionally. I wish her well. I certainly, feel bad for whatever may have occurred in her past and hope she gets justice and, peace going forward on that. But to accuse Senator Cruz for something akin to attempted murder because he was exercising speech and debate on the floor of the Senate. And look, Ben, you've talked about it. And you and I have talked about it. I disagreed with Senator Cruz. I didn't object. I thought that was a failed strategy. I didn't pursue it. I have very strong concerns with what the president did with respect to the vice president. But that's absolutely facially absurd, what Mr. Ocasio-Cortez is saying about my former boss. So I called her out, but I didn't go nuclear. I didn't ask for censure. I didn't ask for her to be stripped of her committees. I simply asked for an apology. Then she responded and lumped me in with those attacks you just referred to regarding Senator Hawley and Senator Cruz, accusing me essentially of the same kind of abuse as a sexual abuser. This is where we're left with. This is no longer the people's house. We are not debating issues. We're making scurrilous attacks. And look, I got off social media a month ago. I may get back on because it is important to figure out how to communicate with your constituents. But I got off a month ago to take a break because we're governing by soundbite via social media, and it's asinine. We're destroying the country that way.
So, Representative Roy, it seems to me that the general critique of Congress is correct, that basically Congress is now a vestigial organ. All it does is exist to pass these giant omnibus packages every so often that blow out the amount of money that we spend on things. And then the executive branch just does everything. You see Joe Biden come into office and he just issues more executive orders than any president in American history in his first couple of weeks. I believe he's now over 40 by the latest current count. It seems like the functioning of Congress is a complete joke at this point. Nothing gets done. The people who are the most impactful and famous in Congress are the people who spend the least time actually pursuing legislation. I mean, we had just this week Chuck Schumer, who's the Senate majority leader, pushed forward a resolution encouraging Joe Biden to release student loan debt at the executive level. I thought that he was the Senate majority leader last I checked, which means that he actually has some power in the relieving student loan debt business. Instead, he and his Democratic friends, because they didn't actually feel like passing a piece of legislation with any sort of support, they just encouraged the executive to do it himself. What exactly is the role of Congress at this point?
Well, you know, it's interesting that you asked that. I had actually an interesting exchange with Steny Hoyer, the Democrat majority leader, the day before yesterday, because I took on the Democrats for what was going on the House floor. And I raised the issue that we're basically been relegated to a handful of us who are no longer who aren't engaging with proxy voting, right? Democrats are now voting by proxy from their home states. Those of us who do come here are basically relegated to pushing a red button or a green button and then walking around and tweeting. That's basically what Congress has become. It's an absolute absurdity. And so I raised that on the floor. And look, to his credit, Steny kind of acknowledged, hey, we need to try to restore regular order. I reached out to Steny. I don't want to get into private conversations. We had a good private conversation about it, but we're a long way from any movement. We've got to find a way to actually restore debate and speech on the floor of the House. If we're going to unite this country and figure out how to survive. Now, look, I'm not talking about I want to go make nice with Democrats. I want to have actual vigorous debate. I want to call them out for their amendments and their spending. I want to call them out for their absurd race baiting. I want to call them and fine, fight back. And now let's let the American people judge. But they don't want to do that. And with all due respect to Republicans, a lot of Republican leadership over the years, now I'm not going to say our current leadership, has failed by having the same kind of smoke-filled room bill making where we create these $2 trillion bills, drop them on the floor and say, vote yes or no. We got to end that. We need to roll our sleeves up and fight and do the work the American people sent us here to do.
So Representative Roy, obviously a lot of the controversy this week has surrounded internal Republican machinations. There are a couple of late afternoon meetings this week in which I believe it was one meeting, actually, in which the House Republican leadership decided not to take a vote on whether to strip Marjorie Taylor Greene of her committee assignments, but to take a vote on Liz Cheney. Liz Cheney survived the leadership vote. Marjorie Taylor Greene obviously never came up for a vote. What do you think would have been the proper action on those two matters? Because I've been pretty clear in this, that I think that there's a good case that Marjorie Taylor Greene should not have been given committee assignments, especially given the fact that she was, you know, making these statements basically up to the point in which she actually took office, or give her some sort of, you know, trial period without committee assignments. And then 6 months in, if she's proved herself to be a good citizen, then you start giving her committee assignments. But what do you think was the proper solution with Marjorie Taylor Greene? And then what do you think was the proper solution with regard to Liz Cheney?
Well, look, I appreciate the question. We had about a 4-hour debate with the entire conference. It was actually a pretty good debate and conversation. I'll give a lot of credit to Kevin McCarthy and Liz and the whole team, Scalise, putting us in there and letting us hash it out for 4 hours. My position on Congresswoman Cheney, Conference Chair Cheney, is that she should stay in that position. I think we've had strong disagreements, and I've made those publicly about how she treated Thomas Massie last year. I have a strong concern that we've got too long of a presence in Afghanistan and Iraq, these kind of endless wars. I've made that very public. But look, we didn't run anybody against Liz in December, and now this is a whole big fight about impeachment. And Liz put out what she thought was her belief about the attack on the Capitol, and it's a reasonable position that she took. We can agree to disagree and move forward. I didn't think there was any reason to shift gears there. And so I think we reached a good conclusion at the end of that. She wanted a vote, actually. Liz wanted the vote. We had the vote, and so we're moving forward. And look, I think everybody feels pretty good moving forward. With respect to Marjorie, I have strong concerns, as I think you've talked about on your show, with some of the things, many of the things that she said. I don't like looking backwards to what members said, even if it is relatively recent, because otherwise we get into this like game of going into everything anybody's ever said in their history. I think we ought to be moving forward. I think what the Democrats were doing unilaterally stripping of her committees was wrong, and I said that on the floor yesterday. I think Marjorie came before the conference that night and made a strong appeal about being apologetic and concerned and expressing her conciliatory tone for what she had said. She then went to the floor yesterday and made some remarks on the floor on some of the issues. There might be a little bit more work to do there, but I don't think Democrats should unilaterally strip her. I think she is a congresswoman duly elected by the people of her district in Georgia. She ought to be given the opportunity to serve and serve on committee, but she needs to be careful. We don't need to be going down these roads. She doesn't need to say the kinds of things she was saying. The 9/11 comment was absurd. the stuff in California. I don't even know how to address it. It's so absurd. But let's move forward. Let's not, you know, litigate this stuff, this social media stuff, going looking backwards. There's too much crap for us to be doing right now to be worrying about this kind of infighting stuff. We're not. Let's march forward and let's go fight this ridiculous Democratic agenda that's killing us. But let's quickly dismiss those kinds of comments as being completely out of touch with where we are as conservatives.
We'll get to more with Representative Roy in just one second. First, it is indeed the shortest month of the year, meaning you've got slightly less time to check off your February to-do list. Luckily, Policy Genius can help you check off two big items with ease. First, you can compare life insurance rates. Second, you can save 50% or more in the process. That means more cash to put toward the things you actually care about, whatever that may be. Plus, there's no hassle. Their licensed experts work for you, not the insurance companies, so they can offer unbiased advice when you need it. Here's how it works. First, head on over to PolicyGenius.com. In minutes, you can work out how much coverage you need, and you can compare quotes from top insurers to find your best price. Policy Genius will compare policies starting at as little as a buck a day. You might even be eligible to skip that in-person medical exam. Once you apply, the Policy Genius team will handle all the paperwork and the red tape. If you hit any speed bumps during the application process, they'll take care of everything for you. That kind of service has earned Policy Genius a 5-star rating across over 1,600 reviews on Trustpilot and Google. If you are worried and March is just around the corner and you've barely gotten anything done, take a deep breath. Policy Genius is going to help you make the most of this short month in just minutes. You could save 50% or more by comparing quotes. All you have to do, head on over to PolicyGenius.com to get started. Now, Representative Roy, I mean, it was pretty astonishing that the House Democrats decided to basically violate every past rule and just strip a member of the opposing party of committee assignments. If the Republicans want to strip her of the assignments, that is definitely their prerogative. But the idea that the House majority can simply strip people of their assignments is a pretty large overstep that's going to have some fairly significant ramifications down the road. It's not difficult to imagine a situation in which the House is won by Republicans in 2022. And in January 2023, there's a move to strip Ilhan Omar and Rashida Tlaib of their committee assignments, considering that Ilhan Omar is a rabid anti-Semite who currently sits on the House Foreign Affairs Committee.
Yeah, and let's not even talk about and you're absolutely right about Omar, and we made those points. How about Swalwell, right? I mean, this is a guy who's literally sitting on the Intelligence Committee who had an affair with a Chinese spy. I mean, you can't make this stuff up. I mean, and to listen to their righteous indignation about Marjorie. Okay, I have concerns. Let's talk about those. But they just literally don't care. I mean, Maxine Waters just says absolutely insane stuff. AOC accuses me of being essentially the equivalent of a sexual abuser. They literally don't care. It's all partisan politics. And look, a little bit of this deal here for Republicans is, guys, this isn't about whataboutism. It's basically you guys pound sand until you guys want us to actually sit down and govern this chamber the way we're supposed to. And Ben, let me just say, I appreciate there's very little nuance in media these days. I appreciate that you look through these things in a way where you're balancing these things in recognition. For example, the Trump administration has done great things for 4 years. But what happened on January 6th wasn't necessarily good, right? Or that we can have a conversation about Liz and Marjorie, have an adult conversation, recognize the Democrats are being absurd in stripping her of her committee assignment. But yes, we should have a debate about kind of what Marjorie said, and let's talk about it within the party. This nuance matters. We're supposed to be adults. We're supposed to be able to lead. And I think that's important. I appreciate that.
Well, I appreciate that. I appreciate you saying that. It is pretty incredible how January 6th, which was a criminal and evil act by people storming the Capitol building, is now being used to lump in all Republicans together by the media. And it's obviously in pursuit of a political agenda as well. Joe Biden and the Democrats are looking to ram through this $1.9 trillion supposed COVID relief package that includes just a bunch of boondoggles bailing out states. I mean, there are reports today that even inside the White House, they're saying, wait a second, can we afford to like blow out the budget this way? Can we afford to superheat the economy by just throwing money out the window, especially as we reach the end of the pandemic, we can all hope, with the vaccinations? Where does that stand? There's been a lot of talk about Joe Manchin and the filibuster. So the Democrats moved along procedural lines, 50-50 plus Kamala Harris's vote, to move forward with the possibility of just ramming through the $1.9 trillion package. Manchin has suggested he wants to come up with a compromise package. Do you think that that is something that is even going to be discussed, or is this just going to end up being Democrats ramming this down, hoping to pick up a few Republican votes because there are some Republicans who are afraid that they'll be labeled intransigent in the face of economic hardship?
Well, the most powerful person in maybe America, but certainly in Washington in the political circles right now, is Joe Manchin. There might be a couple of other Democrats. But it really does boil down to how Senator Manchin from West Virginia, who, by the way, his state is being attacked by Kamala Harris and by Joe Biden with respect to coal and energy and culture. But I would say that it depends heavily on how he approaches his view about the importance of the filibuster and his view about ensuring we have full debate on this. Now, I've not seen the result yet. The Senate went through what they call Votorama last night on the budget. They finished at 6 in the morning. My roommate is a staffer for a senator when I'm in D.C., and he came in about 6 in the morning, and they finished all their votes. And so I think we're going to get that today. We'll be looking at it and voting on it today. So we'll see exactly how this unfolds. But in the end, probably Democrats are going to be able to use the tools here with the majority they've got to jam through big spending measures. But it depends a little bit, again, on Senator Manchin. I hope that Senator Manchin recognizes and holds tight on the filibuster, because it is so important as the cooling saucer for us to be able to reach good decisions on things and not jam them through by a simple majority. Remember, to your listeners, Obamacare got passed through the reconciliation process on budget.
Well, I mean, the one hope here is that if they ram through this $1.9 trillion package through reconciliation, I believe that the tool can only be used twice in a year. So that means that they only have one more shot at something. You'd imagine that it would probably be something infrastructure related, because it does have to be a spending.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
It's never too late to achieve your dream, to turn a skill into a career. At Shasta College, we have late start classes right now, and online classes where the commute from the couch to the class has never been easier. We're also offering 8-week compressed classes, same units, half the time. Now is the right time to upskill or reskill for high-demand jobs employers are hiring for. Find out more. Visit ShastaCollege.edu today.
$9 trillion package. Apparently, there's some doubts even inside the White House as to whether that is a good idea. But first, let us talk about the fact that now is a great time to protect your internet activity. The fact is, there are a lot of people out there who want your online data. I'm talking about hackers. I'm also talking about the big tech companies who monetize that data for their own purposes, while simultaneously, all too often, screening the information you can see. Everything you search for, watch, or click online can be tracked by big tech companies. They can then match that activity to your true identity using your device's unique IP address. When I switch on ExpressVPN with my computer or phone, my IP address is masked by a secure VPN server. That makes it harder for websites to identify me. The ExpressVPN app also encrypts my network data to protect my sensitive information from being compromised. Plus, you can use ExpressVPN on up to 5 devices simultaneously, so multiple users on your network can stay safe with a single subscription. What I like most is how easy it is to use. It takes just one click to protect all your devices. That is why they are rated the number one VPN by CNET and Wired. So stop handing over your big data to big tech companies. Go with the VPN I trust for online protection. Visit expressvpn.com/Ben. Get 3 months free on a 1-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Ben to get 3 extra months for free. Go to expressvpn.com/Ben right now to learn more. Already coming up, we're going to be getting into the $1.9 trillion move that the Biden administration wants to make. Why are they getting heartburn over the move they're about to make? I'll explain. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Doctors Without Borders teams confront hard facts in conflict and crisis zones. When others look away, we step in to act. Because measles still kills more than 100,000 children every year, we're there to vaccinate more than 1 million. Because some countries have only one or two mental health professionals, we provided over 400,000 mental health consultations last year. The fact is, your support makes our life-saving work possible. Picture the impact we can have together. DoctorsWithoutBorders.org.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle.
Want peace of mind? Stop crime
before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Are you drowning in IRS tax debt? Get ready for a toll-free hotline. Take advantage of new IRS tax forgiveness programs. Call Civic Tax Relief for free information now. Find out about the Fresh Start program that is now available through Civic Tax Relief. Civic Tax Relief's special tax hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908. 800-841-0908.
Welcome back to the Ben Shapiro Show. I want to talk to you for a second about the $1.9 trillion plan that Joe Biden is pushing forward. Even he is starting to get nervous about it. Quick note, however, breaking news. You know who the UN Special Envoy for Climate Ambition and Solutions is going to be for the Biden administration? Michael Bloomberg. Because the only people who will be doing climate change on behalf of the Biden administration are old white people who fly private and are worth $1 billion. Who have a carbon footprint larger than some small countries. Those are the only people we will have engaged in carbon emissions talks. So that's exciting stuff. Meanwhile, the Democrats are pushing forward on reconciliation for this $1.9 trillion COVID bill. That reconciliation process is the opposite of bipartisanship. They don't have to do this. They could have cut a deal with Republicans. They're not doing that at all. As Ed Morrissey points out over at Hot Air, it is now pretty obvious the Democrats are not interested in unity and bipartisanship. Because last night, Kamala Harris cast a tie-breaking vote on Senate Democrats' reconciliation action. According to the Washington Post, the Senate passed a budget resolution early Friday. It's an important step to getting Biden's $1.9 trillion COVID-19 relief proposal approved. It was a 51-50 vote. Harris broke the tie. Thanks once again to those who gave those two Senate seats in Georgia to the Democrats. That's worked out fantastically well. Some of the amendments brought forward by Republicans were expected to fail. Some have bipartisan support. There's an amendment proposed by Republican Senator Roger Wicker, as well as Democratic Senator Kyrsten Sinema, to boost the restaurant industry. Also, there is another amendment by Manchin and Collins to prevent upper-income citizens from receiving stimulus checks, although they did not define upper income. However, here is the thing. Moderate Democrats in the House want a different kind of package. That could be a problem for Nancy Pelosi and her 9-seat majority. But here is here's the best part. Washington Post, even they are like, yeah, this isn't super bipartisan. Quote, moving forward under the budget reconciliation process allows Biden's relief bill to pass the Senate with a simple majority vote instead of the 60 normally required. Biden's efforts to craft a bipartisan deal have been minimal. He met Monday evening with 10 Senate Republicans after they offered a $618 billion counterproposal. The White House never indicated willingness to move off of that $1.9 trillion top line or seriously consider a bipartisan compromise. Instead, most of the stuff they are considering is trying to woo Democrats, not Republicans. And here's the thing. It's not like Biden's in love with this bill. It turns out that even in the White House, they're getting some heartburn over the size of this bill. Politico has an entire piece today about how Lawrence Summers has a piece in the Washington Post about the Biden stimulus plan. According to Politico, Summers, the former Treasury Secretary for Bill Clinton and top economic advisor to Barack Obama, puts down on paper what many liberal wonks have been whispering about for weeks. that Joe Biden's stimulus bill may be too big, that its overall cost could sacrifice other progressive priorities, that it could harm the economy next year when Democrats will be defending narrow congressional majorities in the midterms. For weeks, the key economic talking point from the White House was the idea that going too small was going to be the big problem. Now, Summers says that might not be true. Quote, much of the policy discussion has not fully reckoned with the magnitude of what is being debated. In 2021, the economy is going to face a $20 to $50 billion a month hole. The Biden plan would fill it in with $150 billion a month in taxpayer dollars. So why would that matter? According to Summers, two big reasons. That $1.9 trillion stimulus could overheat the economy. Summers warns of inflationary pressures of a kind we have not seen in a generation. Well, yes, it turns out when you pump money into the system, that is what happens. Second, the stimulus could wreck Biden's larger agenda because there are no larger long-term structural reforms. It's just pumping cash into the system. Apparently, there are a bunch of concerns even inside the White House about this plan, but that's not going to stop them from ramming this thing forward in truly partisan fashion. By the way, even the Brookings Institute is pointing out that this $1.9 trillion plan, which they praised, is going to risk the economy. So good luck, Democrats. You own it now, and so you can enjoy the spending that's to come and the fallout from that spending. All righty, we'll be back here next week as the Senate conviction trial for President Trump on impeachment charges begins. This is the Ben Shapiro Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. With the COVID rate beginning to fall and the Super Bowl coming up Sunday, authorities now worry many Americans will think it is time to party. Correspondent Rita Foley has more.
Not only is the number of new infections down, experts think that soon fewer Americans will die from COVID-19. But will that make us relax and start partying? CDC Director Dr. Rochelle Walensky says she's worried about Super Bowl Sunday becoming a super spreader event. Dr. Anthony Fauci's worried, too.
As much fun as it is to get together in a big Super Bowl party, now is not the time to do that.
His advice?
Watch the game and enjoy it, but do it with your family or with people that are in your household.
Dr. Fauci on the Today Show earlier this week. I'm Rita Foley.
President Biden home in Delaware, spending the weekend with his family. The visit comes even as the CDC recommends Americans forego travel because of the pandemic. Also at townhall.com, Ford lost more than $1.2 billion last year as it dealt with huge restructuring, a costly recall, and a decline in the value of its pension fund.
Despite the loss, the company says it's generating strong cash flow and will go all in on electric vehicles. Ford said it would now spend at least $22 billion developing them through 2025, nearly double what it previously announced. Ford also lost $2.8 billion in the fourth quarter.
That is correspondent Jeremy House reporting. In California, the state Supreme Court rejecting a suit that sought to overturn a ballot measure that makes app-based ride-hailing and delivery drivers independent contractors instead of employees eligible for benefits. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Progressive Motorcycle presents Road Wisdom from the Motor. The road is everything you want it to be.
Everything.
As long as what you want is road.
To ride your motorcycle on.
Progressive Motorcycle also presents basic policies starting at $79 a year. Progressive Motorcycle for those who were born to ride. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates. Annual premium for basic liability policy is not available in all states.
Israel's effort to free up hospital beds in the midst of the pandemic appears to be working. The latest from Media Line's Felice Friedson.
Two Israeli hospitals say it appears their cures for coronavirus are working.
Researchers at Tel Aviv's Ichilov Hospital have completed a study on 30 COVID-19 patients in moderate to serious condition. All but one taking the drug showed improvement within 2 days and had recovered and were released from the hospital 5 days after treatment began. The remaining patient was released only days later. In Jerusalem, Hadassah Medical Center treated 21 patients in critical condition and suffering from underlying conditions. 19 of the test patients recovered within 6 days and were released from the hospital after only 8 days. Both hospitals have petitioned the health ministry to broaden the study to more patients. I'm Felice Friedson, Town Hall News, Jerusalem.
News and analysis at MediaLine.org and TownHall.com. A hearing in a lawsuit seeking solutions for the homeless crisis in Los Angeles.
The unusual hearing was held at a shelter in the heart of the city's Skid Row. Judge David Carter overseeing a case that accuses the city and county of failing to address the desperate situations that homeless people face. A January 2020 count by the Los Angeles Homeless Services Authority reported that there were more than 66,400 homeless people living in Los Angeles County. That's up more than 12% from the previous year. John Scott reporting.
U.S. Coast Guard and several other agencies rescuing 66 people stranded on ice floes in a bay in northeastern Wisconsin. Ice boats and helicopters used to bring the people into safety. They'd been ice fishing. Coast Guard says three separate ice floes broke away after cracks had developed. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
The seasons are changing. Keeping your family healthy is important. So is the health of your car. The longevity of your vehicle depends on you to make sure your oil, radiator, coolant, windshield wipers, and other vital systems have all been taken care of so your car can bring your healthy family through the seasons. Drive into Premier Oil Change today and experience the friendly oil change. Premier doesn't require an appointment, and you don't drop your car off or wait. Premier changes your fluids while you stay in the comfort and safety of your own car. Enjoy a free beverage and free Wi-Fi while our trained technicians perform our comprehensive 30-point certified service. Earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park, or in Anderson across from Round Table Pizza. All locations, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Home of the friendly oil change.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
At Reading Electric Utility, we recognize the value of education and the impact it can have on our families and our community. Interested in pursuing a career in science, technology, engineering, or math? Start by applying for a college scholarship or technical school grant offered by Reading Electric Utility. For more information about available scholarships and grants, visit cityofreading.org/RU scholarships. Applications must be submitted by March 10, 2021. Your future looks bright.
You don't have to be a Native American to access quality health care. Reading Rancheria's Churn Creek Healthcare and Central Valley Healthcare are open to anyone with Medicare, Medi-Cal, or Partnership Health. Our health system never charges co-pays, deductibles, share of costs, or even a sliding fee scale. Patients never have to pay to access quality, compassionate health care. Reading Rancheria Tribal Health System, changing how health care is delivered. Call us today to schedule an appointment.
6th. But at the request of federal investigators, Bank of America searched its databases looking for people who fit a specific profile. Here's what that profile was, and we are quoting. Customers confirmed as transacting either through bank account, debit card, or credit card purchases in Washington, D.C. between January 5th and January 6th. Number two, purchases made for hotels, Airbnb, RSVPs in Washington, Virginia, or Maryland after January 6th. Number three, any purchase of weapons or at a weapons-related merchant between January 7th and their upcoming suspected stay in the D.C. area around Inauguration Day. And four, airline-related purchases since January 6th.
Now, again, to be clear, these are allegations against Bank of America. That segment's over 5 minutes long. In the interest of time, we had to cut it down to 2 minutes. It was even hard to do that. I wanted to play the entire thing because it's really that disturbing. But they are allegations, and Bank of America is not denying them, but not confirming them either. Give you both sides of that story. However, this is a news story absolutely worth discussing. Did this happen? I'd like a conclusive, definitive, descriptive answer from Bank of America as to what they did, because we have a small account there, which, if true, we will be closing immediately. It's not a large account there, but we will be closing that immediately. So just to be clear, if you went to the January 6th rally, of which a small group engaged in some really pernicious behavior up at the Capitol, which we obviously all know about now, but a larger group didn't and just went there to do what Americans do, protest, assemble, you know, things like the Bill of Rights and the Constitution, the First Amendment, the big R God-given right, not government-given right to assemble. If you went there, you may be subject to some kind of internal investigation by a bank in cahoots with a federal government with law enforcement powers that has a monopoly on force and the ability to arrest you. You could be potentially interviewed. Folks, I'd like an answer. If this story is not true, Bank of America, our email's on the website. We'd love to have an official statement, you knocking this down if this is in fact inaccurate. Because if it isn't and this story is true, we will be doing no additional banking with Bank of America at all. These are very, very disturbing allegations. I was going to cover this last, but the importance of this was so dramatic, I had to bump it up to the beginning of the show. Because what's fascinating is it coincides directly with another story I was going to cover. I found doing my research for the show today. I found this story yesterday before I saw the story this morning about the Tucker Carlson thing. And they fit perfectly. It's a story in Time magazine about, quote, the secret history of the shadow campaign that saved the 2020 election in Time magazine by Molly Ball. Oh, if there is ever an article you must read in the show notes, please read this one. To access my newsletter show notes, it's the same thing. Please go to Bongino.com/newsletter and please subscribe. You'd be helping me greatly, too. I need to bypass the internet censors and be able to talk directly to you. We will not spam your inbox. They're now openly talking about a conspiracy behind their words, not mine, a conspiracy to intervene in and influence the 2020 election. They're talking about it now openly. There was a conspiracy unfolding behind the scenes, one that both curtailed the protests and coordinated the resistance from CEOs
Oh, yeah, from CEOs. Both surprises were the result of an informal alliance between left-wing activists and business titans. There we go, folks. There's the money line. The pact was formalized in a terse, little-notice joint statement of the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, that's turned on us, by the way, and AFL-CIO published on Election Day. Both sides would come to see it as a sort of implicit bargain inspired by the summer's massive, sometimes destructive racial justice protests. Oh, kind of like what I told you during the summer when this was happening, that the left was using their shock troops on the front line in these protests to scare people into doing this. Ah, you didn't waste your time here. I told you, it goes on, in which the forces of labor came together with the forces of capital to keep the peace and oppose Trump's assault on democracy. Ladies and gentlemen, you believe this? They're now openly – wait till I get to this second. The second one's a little bit longer, but it is worth your time. They are now openly bragging about the conspiracy to intervene in the 2020 election and telling you what I told you. It's not a celebratory, hey, look at me moment. It's just – I can't warn you enough about what they're doing. Nothing the left does is by accident. You may not like them, but you better respect them. I don't mean respect them in a moral way. Like, my gosh, they are on the Mount Olympus of morals. What wonderful people. We should beatify them. That's not what I'm saying. I'm saying respect them like you'd get in the ring with a serial killer who's a really great boxer who, if you don't respect his skills, he will kill you in the ring. Ladies and gentlemen, the left's strategy and skills at doing this are unparalleled. You have to understand in advance and know them in detail. You have to take a PhD level course, which I'm hoping to provide some component of for you here, in understanding leftist tactics. That one piece I just described to you sums the entire thing up. They send their shock troops out there. They're pro-fascist Antifa people. They're Black Lives Matter Marxists who admit they're Marxists. They send them out there to create a bunch of street chaos. That creates a bunch of tension. What does it do? That tension gets corporate CEOs nervous. Gosh, we don't want our profits to dry up. What if government comes after us next? Interest groups then pressure these corporations to all issue statements in support of who? BLM. Remember all those emails you got? We support Black Lives Matter. Then the leftist messaging machine goes in. Oh, you don't support Black Lives Matter? You're clearly a racist. You don't like Black Lives. No. They said they were Marxists and they don't like the American family. No, that's not what Black Lives Matter. It's about Black Lives. Yeah, but that's not what Black Lives Matter said. Their leader. That's not what they said. They're on tape. Doesn't matter. The messaging, the shock troops, they're all in place right away to pressure corporate America. Corporate America then donates big money to leftist groups, which do what? Organize to get out the vote, to push for laws that would destroy free and fair election laws. And how do they do it? They then win elections. Which what do what? Bring in people who then go and reinforce their corporate CEO buddies by carving out regulations that benefit them and destroy their small business challengers. What a deal. They're admitting it now. It is all in this piece. They're admitting it. You may say to you, I'm sorry, I'm a little excited because I was going to talk about this before the Tucker segment, before I even saw the Tucker segment about Bank of America allegedly working with the government to pinpoint people who were at the January 6th rally, exercising their constitutional right. Not the people who attacked the Capitol. If you don't constitutional right to do that, it's criminal. The people who were there, the thousands of people who were there, did nothing wrong. These are serious allegations. I saw the Tucker story after this piece. Why are they talking about it now? Why are they outing themselves? Because you remember the Michael Anton piece I discussed a while ago? About how the best way to debunk a conspiracy, that this is a conspiracy, is to talk openly about the conspiracy. No, it wasn't a conspiracy behind the scenes to do any. We're talking about it openly now. Ladies and gentlemen, they don't want to be discovered later because they know all this is going to be eventually public information. So what are they doing? They write an article about it at a time now. Like, no, it wasn't a big conspiracy. We're just going to write about the conspiracy. It was out there. We're proud of it now. That's exactly why they're do not doubt me, please. Hat tip Rush Limbaugh. That is his saying, but I love it. Always footnote that. Don't doubt me for a moment. They are putting this out there because they know when the tensions and the anger about the 2020 election and how it went, deservedly so, wears down, that this is all going to come out.
they don't want it to appear like a conspiracy, so now they're talking about it with their media allies openly to frame the argument on their behalf so they can say later, it wasn't a conspiracy. We talked about it in Time magazine. I'm telling you, that's what's happening.
The Dan Bongino Show.
The Hollywood elite refused to produce this film because it didn't fit their political agenda. Daily Wire doesn't believe in censorship, so now you can stream Run, Hide, Fight at DailyWire.com. Run, Hide, Fight follows the story of Zoe Hull, a high school senior whose school comes under siege by four gun-toting students.
This is high school. Nothing that happens here matters in the real world.
Get down on the ground!
Okay, you have a live shooting situation in the cafeteria.
Zoe.
Take your shot.
Is it safe to say that this might be our guardian angel?
Do you want more people to die?
Isn't it ironic that after all your hard work, people aren't going to remember you?
No.
They're going to remember me.
Daily Wire subscribers can stream Run, Hide, Fight today at DailyWire.com for free. Not a member? Use promo code DAN, D-A-N, and save 25%. Run, Hide, Fight is rated TVMA. Viewer discretion advised, paid for by Daily Wire.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, U.S. Tax Shield can help you take back control. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Our team of tax attorneys can stop collections and get you protected. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the BBB, so call 800-466-9625. U.S. Tax Shield, 800-466-9625.
Hey, listen to this. Last Tuesday, I was robbed blind. A thief broke my car window, took my laptop, and ran off. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, here's what really happened. Thief walked up, my Vivint camera detected him, scared him, and he ran away. My Vivint security system doesn't just record crime, it actually prevents it with a flashing red light and a whistle. And the best part is, I can check in on my home from anywhere right from my phone, whether I'm at the gym or the office, thanks to Vivint, all is well. If you want a system professionally installed, fit with the best cameras and 24/7 monitoring, call Vivint today. 833-420-4070 for a free quote and lock in free installation and a free month of monitoring service. Vivint, smart security professionally installed. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. Offer valid for new customers only. System purchase requires monthly service agreement and equipment package. Speak to a Vivint representative today for complete equipment, services, and financing details. Visit Vivint.com for licensing information. Other terms and conditions may apply.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention all women who have been diagnosed with ovarian cancer. Johnson & Johnson's baby powder and shower-to-shower talcum products have been linked to ovarian cancer. In February and May 2016, Johnson & Johnson was ordered to pay $72 million and $55 million by two juries to two women who contracted ovarian cancer after years of using talcum baby powder products. If you or a family member has been diagnosed with ovarian cancer and used talcum powder prior to the diagnosis, call Talcum Powder Help Now today at 800-831-6155. You may be entitled to substantial compensation. The consultation is free and you'll pay nothing unless there is a recovery in your favor. Don't fight this alone. If you or a loved one used talcum baby powder-based products before being diagnosed or died from ovarian cancer, call Talcum Powder Help now at 800-831-6155. 800-831-6155. 800-831-6155.
COVID-19 has cast a spotlight on the stark inequalities that drive poverty. The poorest communities in the U.S. and around the world are suffering the most. Oxfam believes we can put systems in place to protect health and livelihoods in the future if we work together with dignity and compassion. Learn how you can help offer safety to the most vulnerable and fight for a more resilient future at OxfamAmerica.org. Sponsored by Oxfam America.
There's never been a more important time to protect your internet activity than right now. That's why I urge you to get ExpressVPN. Everything you search for, watch, or click online can be tracked by big tech companies. They can then match your activity to your true identity using your device's unique IP address. When I switch on ExpressVPN with my computer or phone, my IP address is masked by a secure VPN server, which makes it harder for websites to identify me. The ExpressVPN app also encrypts my network data to protect my sensitive information from being compromised. That's why they're rated the number one VPN by CNET and Wired. So stop handing over your data to big tech companies. Go with the VPN I trust for online protection. Visit expressvpn.com/Bongino to get 3 months free for a one-year package. That's expressvpn.com/Bongino to get 3 extra months free. Go today to expressvpn.com/Bongino right now to learn more.
Dan Bongino.
Back now on the Dan Bongino Show. Here, this is a little longer. This is 2 paragraphs from this timepiece. Remember what we're talking about. This dangerous, symbiotic, malignant organism growing in the United States between non-governmental organizations, leftist activist groups, business titans, and the government to crush you where they all benefit. The theme of the last 2 weeks, the bow tie wearing class against you and me, the deplorables. Listen to this from the timepiece. Please, please read this. Talking about this, this growing cooperation between big business and leftist groups. Quote, their work touched every aspect of the election. I thought we weren't allowed to talk about the election, folks. They got states to change voting systems and laws and help secure hundreds of millions in public and private funding. Notice how they frame, by the way, free and fair election laws. This is how they frame it. This group fended off voter suppression lawsuits, recruited armies of poll workers, and got millions of people to vote by mail for the first time. They successfully pressured social media companies, to take a harder line against what they call disinformation and using data-driven strategies to fight viral smears. They executed national public awareness campaigns that helped Americans understand how the vote count would unfold over days or weeks. Is that narrative coaching there? Preventing Trump's conspiracy theories and false claims of victory from getting more traction. Wow, big business and government and liberal groups did this? Oh, it gets better. After Election Day, they monitored every pressure point to ensure that Trump could not overturn the result. Quote, the untold story of the election is the thousands of people of both parties who accomplished the triumph of American democracy at its very foundation, says Norm Eisen. Who's Norm Eisen? Oh, he's a prominent lawyer and former Obama administration official who recruited Republicans and Democrats to the board of the Voter Protection Program. Again, you're not wasting your time here. Our reflexive response for business, big business in America as Republicans, has to stop. Ladies and gentlemen, we need to wholesale dump our messaging efforts we've done in the past because it's not working anymore. Not our ideological efforts. I am not, don't mistake, please, because the intellectual lightweights watching this show in the Rhino sellout class will be like, oh my gosh, look, what is Bongino becoming a populist? No, I'm not becoming anything. I'm the same person I was yesterday. I support free markets, fair markets, capitalism, the free exchange of ideas, the price mechanism, the ownership of private property. I support the Constitution. I don't support big business buying off government to tilt the playing field down this way so the American citizen, you know us, as I would say, the smellies, the deplorables, are playing football uphill while big business, liberal activist group NGOs, and the government politicians that are now taking our money, our health care, our kids' freedom away, our kids' education, are playing football downhill. That's not liberty or freedom. That's not capitalism. That's not free markets. And it most certainly isn't fair markets. If you're a big business titan interested in supporting liberal activist groups like BLM that support Marxism and the takeaway of my money and freedom, you can plant one on my caboose because I will never be your ally again. So again, folks, I can't warn you enough about this dangerous growing threat. big businesses supporting BLM after pressure from liberal activist groups. BLM going out in the streets and terrorizing people and burning down cities, which causes more chaos during a Republican administration that leads people to want a sense of normal. Big business then going out, normal with air quotes, and then supporting a bunch of voting laws that water down voter security measures, and then big business giving money to government groups and other groups that push Democrat votes in Democrat areas to make sure their new, quote, normal people are in charge after the businesses supported the groups that caused the abnormality, the terrorism and violence in the streets. This is all happening. It's not a joke. They're admitting to it now. And then when you dare speak out on social media platforms, Twitter and Facebook, as a conservative saying, wait, this BLM is a Marxist group. You're fact-checked by groups of liberals and billionaires who support groups that support fact-checking efforts by social media companies, who are then pressured by liberal politicians to shut down conservatives even more as these politicians and these groups get donations from the same groups. And their people then leave their offices and go to work for Facebook and Twitter. And then when Biden becomes a president, they leave Facebook and come back and work for Biden. It is an incestuous orgy of disgusting, disgusting anti-civil liberties activism that has to stop. And our reflexive support of this, of business and big business, has got to stop. Exchange it for support of free and fair markets and free and fair elections, because that's what we're about. And that is none of this.
The Dan Bongino Show.
Our friends at Chamonix want you to know that Valentine's Day is right around the corner. Ladies, treat yourself to the most luxurious skincare in the world. And gentlemen, give your special lady the spa-quality pampering she deserves in the comfort of her home. During Chamonix's Valentine's Day event, your order of Genucel for eye bags and puffiness will include the new Zotique Deep Correcting Serum for free. Yes, free. Zotique combines the purest vitamin C with the brightening benefits of lactic acid for a younger, healthier, happier-looking appearance. Say goodbye to adult acne, redness, stress breakouts, and hello to increased firmness, smoothness, and a visibly younger-looking you. And with its immediate effects, see results in 12 hours or less. Chamonix promises results you'll fall in love with or your money back guaranteed. Call 1-800-525-6553 or visit Genucel.com. That's Genucel.com. From now until Valentine's Day, get the classic Genucel jawline treatment and luxurious Genucel XV anti-wrinkle moisturizer free with your order. That's 1-800-525-6553 or Genucel.com. That's
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Reading and get a professional paint job and save big with their $4.99 special. Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Hi, I'm Liz Ponce. We at Lassen Canyon Nursery love to support the Shasta County Farm Bureau, Shasta District Fair, and the Haven Humane Society, just to name a few nonprofits that are dear to our hearts. We are proud to live in a community that celebrates unsung heroes who give back, and we invite you to give where your heart is to help build a stronger community together. Please remember to visit Lassen Canyon Nursery before you plant your strawberry patch this spring.
Yeah, we'll be counting stars.
Hey guys, I'm Bob Drop. Welcome to my podcast. Do you like water? If you do, you're going to love me. I'm pure and simple. I'm talking refreshing. Yeah. Spent 500 years in a glacier. The boy was that cold. I never was and never will be tap water. Nope. Bottled at the source, the base of Mount Shasta. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. You can try me by calling 1-800-922-6227. Mount Shasta Spring Water.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Orchard Nutrition Center, your local neighborhood health food store. We are dedicated to the healthy lifestyle, and we strive for a high standard to carry organic, GMO-free, and clean, healthy products.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
Because you are worth it.
We have certified nutritionists on staff that take pride in helping you. Supporting local, we are all in it together. Orchard Nutrition Center, Cypress Square Shopping Center, Reading.
Want to have the most unique, memorable Valentine's weekend? Shining Care presents The Shining Affair, Saturday, February 13th, 5:30 to 7:30 p.m. The best part? It's happening from the comfort and safety of your own home. It's an elegant, virtual evening of interactive entertainment, including live music from FM Flyby. Enter or watch a fun lip-sync challenge, the Best in Bling contest, and much more. You join the party with Zoom and let the fun begin. With the party in a box, you'll have all the contents to create your own festive backdrop for everyone to see. Plus, mingle and see everyone's bling attire on your Zoom screen. Join CR Gibbs mixologists in making a signature cocktail. Vote on the lip sync challenge performances and best in bling outfits. Be moved by testimonials of Shining Care's mission of compassionate support, expert guidance, and assistance to at-risk elders for safety and well-being. Tickets start at just $25, available at shiningcare.org. Proceeds benefit Shining Care's programs to help at-risk elders in our community.
Could be two fake impeachments, a spying scandal, and a pee-pee hoax, and I'm still here with thumbs up. That should be his first ad. Run as the Renegade. That was Obama's code name. Steal it. Take it. Steal it. You're the real Renegade, President Trump. So we're in the middle of another impeachment hoax. They are trying to impeach President Trump for inciting violence, which is really farcical considering the fact that the January 6th rally, where if you showed up and exercised your constitutional rights, you could be under investigation right now. Weird. Thought we lived in a free society. What's really weird is they're trying to accuse President Trump of inciting violence when at the rally, we can actually see the video of what President Trump said. We have the transcript, and he, clear as day, said to march on the Capitol peacefully and patriotically. Some chose to not listen. Some committed criminal acts. They will be prosecuted for that, as they should. But that's not what President Trump said. If you believe otherwise, I'm really sorry that you don't have the ability to process information like an intelligent person. I feel bad for you. Being an imbecile is not fun, I'm sure. But learn to read and learn to watch video. If you can't read, I feel bad for you. Learn it. It's a valuable skill. And you'll see President Trump did, in fact, ask people to march on the Capitol peacefully and patriotically. How that's inciting violence would only fit in with your model of IQ, which is you have none. You haven't built the model yet. So how that incited violence, I don't know. So this impeachment for inciting violence is a farce, showing you how stupid the people are including impeachment manager, dopey House of Representatives Congressman Jamie Raskin from Maryland, who I have personal experience with running for office in Maryland, who is not the sharpest tool in the shed and who I absolutely wrecked in a congressional hearing one time when he asked me an unbelievably stupid question because he's not a bright human being. Jamie Raskin's one of the House impeachment managers for the trial in the Senate. And he sent a letter to President Trump's legal team, basically demanding that he testify in this impeachment hoax trial in the U.S. Senate. And he puts at the end, showing you how dumb, again, Jamie, I'm sorry, he's just dumb. Wow, we got to be nice. No, I don't have to be nice. You have to be nice. It's my show. And I don't refuse to be nice to not nice people who are morons. He says at the end, thank you. He saw what I was going to. This is hilarious. Apparently, he hasn't read the Constitution. Remember my little First Amendment with the exception from the – it's back. He says, Jamie Raskin, to Trump's legal team, if you decline this invitation, basically to testify at the impeachment hoax, he says, we reserve any and all rights, including the right to establish a trial that your refusal to testify supports a strong adverse inference regarding your actions and inaction on January 6, 2021. This is how stupid these people are. This is a genuinely dopey human being that he put this down on paper. So just to be clear, now I know the smart people who are my own, you've already got, you know where I'm going with this. So does Paula. She gets the cheat before the, Joe may not, but Joe's going to get it in a second. Joe, you're going to, Joe's a smart guy. I'm sure he's putting two and two together right now. So just to be clear, a sitting U.S. congressman who managed to get elected is now suggesting that if President Trump doesn't testify at the trial against him for a hoax charge, that they're going to infer that he's somehow guilty and they reserve the right to do that. Joe, is that in the Constitution? I'm just checking. Did you ever see that? Yes, Paula's seen it. Paula has located. Joe, hold on. Stand easy before you answer. Paula has located in the Bill of Rights that there is apparently a stipulation in the Fifth Amendment that if you refuse to testify against yourself and you're Trump, you are in fact guilty. So put it up on the screen, Paul. Thank you very much. Please go to my Rumble account. You can see this. Paula has located it, folks. She's located it. Rumble.com/Bongino to watch the video. You can see the images. Here it is, a screenshot from Paula's phone. It's the Fifth Amendment. It goes on. No person shall be held to answer for a capital crime, grand jury, except in cases arising in the land of the when an actual service at a time of war goes on. Nor shall any person be subject for the same offense to be twice put in jeopardy of life or limb. Yeah, we know that. Double jeopardy, huh? Nor shall be compelled in any criminal. Joe, you listening? Nor shall be compelled in any criminal case to be a witness against himself. Paula found it at the end. There it is, Joe. There it is. It says at the end, asterisk, Fifth Amendment, except Trump. Thank you, Miss Paula. She's right. Jamie Raskin has located it. There is apparently an asterisk stipulation in the Fifth Amendment where you cannot plead the Fifth if you are Donald Trump. You can be forced to take the stand against yourself, even if it's a hoax. And if you don't, they reserve the right to consider you guilty. Joe, wake up. Come on, guy. Get with the program. You didn't know that? I don't know. I'm confused. I was always under the assumption that the Fifth Amendment actually mattered. You know, like you couldn't be forced to testify against yourself, especially in a hoax. The whole Miranda rights thing. Anything you say can and will be used against you in a court of law. Remember, Jamie Raskin hasn't heard of that, apparently, because he's really not a smart man. But thank you, Paula, for finding that exception in the Constitution that everybody has a Fifth Amendment right to stay silent except Donald Trump. I had never seen that. Well, of course, we're being slightly humorous, I hope, for effect, because of pointing out the stupidity of the left is something I wake up every morning looking forward to do because there's so much stupidity to point out. Well, Donald Trump actually has real lawyers, unlike Jamie Raskin, a fake, who actually understand the Constitution, David Schoen and Bruce Castor. And they sent back a letter absolutely nailing dopey Raskin to the wall for his cosmic level of stupidity. And let me just read to you the opening line, which is the classic. Dear Congressman Raskin, we're in receipt of your latest public relations stunt. This is a quote. As you certainly know, there is no such thing as a negative inference in this unconstitutional proceeding. (Laughter) In other words, David Schoen and Bruce Castor are actual attorneys who have brains and stuff, functioning neurons, dendrites, Schwann cells. What are they, nodes of Ranvier? Jump the nodes, right? They actually know stuff, and they figured out that there is no negative inference in a system of a constitutional republic with a Fifth Amendment right to not have to testify against yourself. There is no negative inference, and it certainly isn't a right. But Raskin's a Democrat, and they're really stupid.
The Dan Bongino Show.
Have you seen what's happening with the stock market? Record highs every day. How long can this possibly go on for? By the way, this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubbles burst. Remember that? Protect your savings in retirement by putting them into something safe like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold or silver stocks, but into real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's so much easier than you think. So call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company that I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home, or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Talk to your doctor today. You may be able to save on Linzess and make fewer trips to the pharmacy. See if you're eligible to pay as little as $30 for 90 days. Visit Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. Sponsored by AbbVie and Ironwood Pharmaceuticals.
Here's a message just for the attorneys out there. So you passed the bar, joined a firm, or even built your own. Now are you finding out that you're doing more administration than actual law practice? Lexicon can help. Lexicon is a legal services and technology provider with over a decade of experience streamlining administrative tasks like timekeeping, HR, billing, client intake, and more. So you can focus on maximizing billable hours and increasing client satisfaction. Call 855-4-LEXICON or visit lexiconservices.com/go to learn more.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control of your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank accounts, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problem now by calling the experts at U.S. Tax Shield and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. U.S. Tax Shield offers a price protection guaranteed quote to get you protected today. U.S. Tax Shield is A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau, so call now. 800-785-9132. That's 800-785-9132. U.S. Tax Shield. 800-785-9132.
I just tried this wonderful, Catalicious Dynavite for cats. She is not scratching anymore. She's not chewing anymore.
DINOVITE.com.
I was thrilled when I heard Dynavite for cats was coming out because I'd seen the changes in my dog.
If you love your pets as much as I do, you'll want to do what's best for them to live long, healthy, happy lives.
Dynavite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Paid for by Bar Justice.
Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? The FDA has warned that Zantac and other medications containing heartburn drug ranitidine may be contaminated with cancer-causing agent NDMA. Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now.
800-516-9931.
Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. You may be owed significant compensation.
Call 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931. That's 800-516-9931. 800-516-9931.
Have you seen what's happening with the stock market? Record highs every day. How long can this possibly go on for? By the way, this is exactly what happened right before the 2000.com bubbles burst. Remember that? Protect your savings in retirement by putting them into something safe like real gold and silver. I'm not talking about gold or silver stocks, but into real gold and silver you can actually hold in your hands. How do you get real gold and silver? By calling the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. Now, the Oxford Gold Group will teach you everything you need to know about owning real gold and silver. It's so much easier than you think. So call the Oxford Gold Group right now at 833-600-GOLD to get your free gold and silver investment guide. The Oxford Gold Group is the only gold and silver company that I trust, and you should too. Get the Oxford Gold Investment Guide today and learn how easy it is to have real gold and silver delivered to your home or how to have real gold and silver in your retirement account. Call the Oxford Gold Group today at 833-600-GOLD. That's 833-600-GOLD.
Dan Bongino.
From the file drawer of Democrats, always prove us right. We warned you, not just, believe me, not just me on this issue, but thousands of others. Dana Loesch, Cam Edwards, others who've been at the front of the Second Amendment issue as long as I've been alive. Well, Dana's not that old. I think we're roughly the same age. But you get the point. We warned you that the Democrat, you know, Joe Biden, you know, bingo, when he was asked about, are you going to go and take away people's firearms? He said, bingo. And then the Democrats who were on the moderate side, or supposedly moderate side, in states they thought they could flip, like Colorado, well, that's turned blue, but thought they could make even more hardcore, where they have a lot of gun owners. They were like, no, the Democrats aren't going to take your guns. Look at this bill. Did you hear about this bill? Oh, this is a gem. This is a gem. Story in the Washington Examiner. Again, be in the show notes, bongino.com/newsletter. Read it. Read it and weep, as my dad used to say, because you will not believe how bad this is. You may say, all right, Dan, we knew they were going to come for our guns. Oh, no, it's worse. It's even worse than that. Coming to take your guns would have been a gift compared to this bill. Check this article out. Democratic bill would force all – I'm changing the title. I'm sorry. Democrat bill. There's nothing Democratic about this bill. Sorry, Joseph Simonson, the author. Democrat bill would force all gun owners to go through a, quote, psychological evaluation along with your family members. I'm not like – this is – again, the laugh, you know, when I get the needles, I laugh because I hate them so much. If I don't, I'll cry. And I'm a big guy. I don't want to cry. I don't want anybody taking like an Instagram picture of me crying, getting blood drawn because I'm such a wuss with the blood drawn. This is why? It's not just you getting a psychological evaluation by a gun. Now your whole family too. You think I'm messing with you? Folks, we got to do stuff. Talk is cheap. You got to get on the phone today, please. Humble request. All of you make one phone call or send one email to your congressman. If you don't know who they are, just go to findmycongressman.com or something. I'm not kidding. There's actual sites. They have contact numbers. Call the office today. I don't care if they're Republican or Democrat. And say, have you heard of the Sabika Shake Firearm Licensing and Registration Act? Because if you did, I want to know right now where you stand on this disaster. It provides for the licensing of firearm and ammunition possession. Ammunition, too, wow. And the registration of firearms and prohibits the possession of certain ammunition. You may say to yourself, if you're a leftist gun grabber, oh, that doesn't sound too bad. Oh, this one's a real gem. Check out what this bill does. Again, the Sabika Shake Firearm Licensing and Registration Act. It was named after a Pakistani exchange student who was murdered in Texas. A tragic story. But remember the name of this bill. Call and email about this today. This is what this disaster of a bill does. The bill would dramatically expand the ATF and the Justice Department's ability to surveil legal gun owners. Kind of like what I warned you the other day, the increasing surveillance state on American citizens, forcing them to submit information about the make, model, and serial number of the firearm, the identity of the owner of the firearm, the date the firearm was acquired by the owner, and where the firearm is or will be stored. What is this, a fourth grade book report on your firearm? Oh, it gets, you may say, well, okay, that sounds kind of bad. A firearm registration demanding to know where I store it kind of makes it easy to confiscate it later, doesn't it? No, that's not in their plans. Don't worry. Goes on. Gun owners would have 3 months to comply with the new federal orders for a new database that would be accessible to all members of the public. Oh, that's a genius plan. So now everybody knows whose house to break in, and not only whose house to break in to steal their guns, but where to go in the house. Maybe in your gun safe you'll have to post your code to the gun safe online too. Don't laugh. That's next. Nothing can go wrong here. You will never in your life see more mass noncompliance with a law if this thing is to pass than you will with this. Call today, email today. You have to do stuff. You can't talk about it. You have to do it. It's a simple call. If you vote for this, you will never get my vote ever. Ownership of a firearm would also be restricted to those 21 and older. Individuals who meet the age requirement and apply for a federal gun license would then be ordered to undergo a psychological evaluation, not just for you, for your spouse, for your kids, and for former spouses, too. My gosh, what could possibly go wrong there? Go to my show notes today, bongino.com/newsletter. Click on the article. Read the name of it. Email it to your congressman, please, today, and in a respectful way, please, because or else we lose the message. Let them know if they vote for this disaster and don't actively speak out against it. Your vote is history. One last story for the week to show you again how liberalism is a forest fire that ironically does the most damage to liberals themselves. Legal insurrection report. 2020 homicide rate so high there is, quote, no modern precedent. Mary Chastain. Not only are they destroying your kids, destroying your business, destroying elections, destroying free and fair elections, they're destroying your sense of safety and security as they sick their shock troops on American cities, which burn them down, attack you, attack your businesses, and burn them down. They're also making sure that they appoint liberal people like de Blasio, Lightfoot, and others throughout the United States, these liberals, that reform bail laws to make sure criminals can get out. And when they're locked up, they're let out immediately, if they're locked up at all, as they decriminalize just about everything. How's that working out? Let me repeat the headline again. 2020 homicide rate so high, there is, quote, no modern precedent. 2,000 more Americans dead in 2020 over 2019. And I'm blaming, yes, liberal policies. 2,000 Americans. Never take another breath of oxygen because we got stupid people in charge committed to destroying the United States. And their big business buddy allies and their NGOs, which are just along for the ride because, hey, they're doing okay. Minimum wage doesn't affect me. BLM, oh, if I send out an email supporting Black Lives Matter and make a multi-million dollar donation to a group that says they don't like the American nuclear family and are Marxist, if I make that donation, Marxism, aren't they against private business? Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Just make the donation and we'll leave you alone. Yeah, but maybe we should do the right thing and take a stand for what's right. Nah, you shouldn't. Don't worry about it. We'll protect you. You'll keep making your money. Hope it starts turning around soon. I think it will. I'm not kidding. I think it will. I really do. I think maybe we have to, you know, the natural vicissitudes of life, I think we have to hit the valley before we look up and say, you know what, it looks good up there. I think we're gonna crawl back out of this hole again and we're gonna get to the top. I do. I have hope. Remember, the enemy's not vanquished till he considers himself so, and I don't consider myself vanquished. I think it'll get better. All right, folks, thanks again for tuning in. That was a loaded show, a lot of information. A couple of asks for you. Please make BonginoReport.com your home for morning news, afternoon news. I always say morning news. If we update the website throughout the day, check it 3, 4, 5 times a day, BonginoReport.com, for the top conservative news of the day, meaning real news, not liberal fake news. Drudge let you down. Drudge is now a full-blown leftist, their site. I don't know about Matt's personal life, but the website is full-blown leftist propaganda. BonginoReport.com is where it's at. Check it out. And please subscribe to my video show. We're up to 1.34 million subscribers thanks to you. Rumble.com/Bongino. It's free. There's no fee at all. There's no nothing. You just click subscribe. You get my video show every single day. Thank you very much. I appreciate it. Unfortunately, we will not have the Friday sound effect today due to my situation, but we will be back next week from my home studio, back as normal. Thank you for your patience with us. I'll see you on Monday.
You just heard the Dan Bongino Show.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from townhall.com. I'm Jason Walker. President Biden moving ahead on his $1.9 trillion COVID relief plan. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
The president argues that time is of the essence when it comes to passing a COVID stimulus measure.
So I'm going to act. I'm going to act fast.
Mr. Biden says he prefers to have the support of Republicans.
But they're just not willing to go as far as I think we have to go.
With job creation stalling, the president says the country needs a big, bold response to deal with the financial and health crises. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Alabama Republican Senator Richard Shelby reportedly indicating to friends he may not run for re-election next year, but some Republicans already urging him to reconsider. Also at townhall.com, Republican senators seeking as potential presidential candidates in 2024 are taking aim at China.
The list includes GOP Senators Tom Cotton, Josh Hawley, Ted Cruz, and Marco Rubio, as well as a few others. In debate over the federal budget, each marked out their own territory, yet all had one theme in common. Between them, they filed at least 16 amendments related to China in debate on that budget. Senator Cotton proposing holding China accountable for the origins of COVID-19. Marco Rubio proposing an amendment to restrict Huawei technologies. Bob Agner reporting.
Super Bowl Sunday right around the corner. Kansas City Chiefs and Tampa Bay Buccaneers marking the biggest day of sports broadcasting for the networks. Oscar-winning actor Christopher Plummer has died. He was 91. And Hall of Fame songwriter Jim Weatherly is dead. Weatherly wrote many of the great hits for Gladys Knight and the Pips back in the 1960s and early 70s. He was 77. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. Order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. Call 800-500-8384. ReliefFactor.com.
Dan owed an unbelievable amount of money to the IRS.
I got behind on my taxes. It's a horrible feeling.
Dan turned to Optima Tax Relief, the leading tax resolution firm who put his problems to rest.
They got the job done, and life is good.
Call Optima now for a free consultation.
Stop worrying. Make the call now.
Call 800-965-1433. 800-965-1433.
Optima Tax Relief.
For details, visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Boeing's outsourced deal could cost hundreds of jobs.
The aircraft builder says a significant amount of information technology work will be handed over to Dell starting in April, including support of cloud services, databases, and information technology. The move is expected to eliminate 600 jobs, or about 10% of the company's IT staff. The company says affected employees, most of whom are not unionized, must either find different work within the company, apply to work for Dell, or be laid off. The biggest layoff hits could come at Boeing's major offices in the Puget Sound region, St. Louis, and in Charleston, South Carolina. Rhonda Rockster reporting.
President Biden is in Delaware for the weekend with his wife and family, his first out-of-town trip since taking office. The visit comes even as CDC recommends Americans forego travel because of the pandemic. The president says he plans to enjoy the weekend and watch the Super Bowl. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. Some encouraging news on the nursing home front.
Coronavirus cases have dropped at U.S. nursing homes and other long-term care facilities over the past few weeks. Some 2,000 nursing homes are now virus-free, or about 13% nationally, according to an industry group, and many are dealing with far fewer cases than before. Data from about 800 nursing homes shows that cases among residents fell by 48% at homes where immunizations had occurred, compared to a 21% decline at non-vaccinated facilities nearby. Meanwhile, cases among employees dropped by 33% at vaccinated homes, compared to 18% at non-vaccinated facilities. Keith Peters reporting.
Good day on Wall Street Friday. The Dow was up 92 points, closing at 31,148. NASDAQ up 78 at 13,856. S&P was higher by 15 at 38,87. More on these stories at townhall.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. In response to COVID-19, NFI has scheduled online Zoom classroom sessions for CCW and CCW Renewal. These online courses will be followed up with live fire range training, which will complete your certification. Follow-on range training is done with the same great instructors you've come to know and love. Give us a call today at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Did the Redding summer heat put a toll on your vehicle? Is your paint faded, peeling, or even scratched up? It'll get worse faster than you think. You may think it's way too expensive to have painted. Well, think again. You can bring it to Maaco here in Redding and get a professional paint job and save big. With their $4.99 special, Maaco also has interest-free loans for up to a year OAC. Maaco, America's Body Shop, 3045 Crossroads Drive. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992. Have you been involved in a minor accident and find it's not big enough to go through your insurance company? Bring it to Maaco and get it fixed at a fraction of the cost. Remember, it's your choice where you go to have your vehicle repaired. Call Maaco for uncompromised quality, quick turnaround times, and all work backed by the National Maaco Warranty. Maaco, America's Body Shop. Stop in at 3045 Crossroads Drive or call 226-0992. Uh-oh. Better call Maaco, 226-0992.
The sworn testimony, the money laundering, that might complicate things a little bit, too. Of course, someone would have to ask about that. And that hasn't happened. I wouldn't expect it to happen anytime soon, either. Is it Friday already? Well, happy Friday. Super Bowl weekend coming up. Got a big football game with cardboard cutouts in the crowd because of the Chinese Communist Wuhan Red Death. infecting humanity, plaguing humanity. I saw yesterday on the news, it was the White House press model. Has she gotten a modeling contract yet? She has, but only in Belarus. Only in Belarus. She's got a modeling contract with Belarus Daily. Not known for their, but there it is. They admire her hair color. They're wondering how that happened. That's in Belarus. They want to know. Well, honestly, happy Friday to you. It's a great day to be an American every day. Sure, the fight is on. But, we're engaged. And pushback. And the Democrats there, boy, they are crazy. They get crazier every day. They really are the Soviet Union in the 21st century. We thought they had died, but they hadn't. They just moved, apparently, into our school system. And now we've got the fruit of their labors across the land, from the Oval Office to riots in the streets in Portland. You saw Olympia, the left-wing mayor of Olympia, Washington, called her rioters terrorists. Everybody's a terrorist now. They're going to wear this word down to a nub as well. You know, white supremacists, it's a branding issue. They're looking at branding everybody as white supremacists and terrorists. Where they go from there, I really don't know. Don't have a lot of places to go. I guess they've already gone to all the places they go to. Maybe not. They come up with good stuff. But it is Friday, and there is a weekend coming, and that's always good. And it's Super Bowl weekend. Just don't have a party at your house. And if you do, for God's sake, don't cheer. Don't breathe. Don't sing. Don't speak out loud, because you spit all over the place. You're a spitter. The government wants you to know that you're a spitter, even if you don't think so, and you're going to spit on people and you're going to infect them, even though you're not infected, with the Wuhan Red Death, which is from Communist China, but don't say it's from Communist China. And we never even got to that audio yesterday, did we, Michael? Michael and Victor here, and we had some good stuff yesterday about how a South African telling a news anchor you can't call it the South African strain, because that would be racist. And immediately the anchor started sniveling and groveling and apologizing because they're sheep. They're little sheep. And it's an extraordinary thing. Lunch bucket Joe Biden. I said from the Oval Office, I was probably speaking out of turn a little bit, because lunch bucket Joe is headed off for vacation. He's been president for how many hours now? And he's headed off on vacation, much needed, much deserved break from the hard work of signing executive orders, which he described as being a dictator. But the news media forgot about all that. They erased that from their memory. These are not the droids you're looking for. But Lunch Bucket Joe, after shattering all land speed records for executive orders having to do with a whole range of things, he's reopened the southern border to the gangs and the cartels and the child sex traffickers and so on. He's reopened the borders. But he hasn't reopened the schools. That's because they're owned by the teachers' unions. Did you know that Dr. Jill Biden, she's a doctor. She's a hell of a doctor. Whippy Goldberg told me she's a hell of a doctor. She had a digital exam. She's the queen of the digital exam. But she said that she is not. She's not a medical doctor at all. But her first day was January 20th. They swore in Lunch Bucket Joe, and then he bumbled his way into the White House. Look, Marines. And sat down at the Resolute desk, and fortunately, because Bill Clinton hadn't left, you didn't have to go through the room with a black light or anything and call in the cleaning crews. But the Lunch Bucket Joe sat down, and he was confused. And his wife, Dr. Jill, she's a heck of a doctor. The next day, she had a meeting with the two presidents of the biggest teachers' unions in the United States, hardcore lefties, both. And then, what was it, 3 days later or 4 days later on the 25th, they had a big event at the White House with the teachers union chiefs. And now when they're asked at the White House briefing, well, why aren't you pushing to reopen the schools across America? They say, well, we're going with the science, the science. Oh, the science, like of chromosomes and genetics and how many genders are there? Somebody ask Jen Psaki, please, how many genders there are. At all the various departments and government agencies, when they hold briefings, some report, you'd have to be a wiseacre. I say wiseacre because you don't want to say wise-ass, but the wiseacre reporter should ask in every instance, how many genders are there, like at the State Department? Worldwide, I'm asking worldwide now because, everybody knows that in Phuket in Thailand, there are more than two. But that's why Democrats love going there. But the question should be asked, because they're people of science. I've heard this. They're very scientific people,
very sciencey with all their science stuff. So except when it comes to actual science like global warming and things like that, but never mind the facts. The facts constantly getting in the way of a good narrative. But the crazy people, and I've got a great story here today also about how canceling the Keystone XL pipeline actually increases the carbon footprint of the United States, which it does. And so it produces the opposite, canceling the Keystone XL. It kills thousands and thousands of jobs, tens of thousands of jobs. Canada is furious with us for canceling the jobs, and Canada knows that this will make the world a dirtier place, a more polluted place. Now all of the product, the oil, natural gas, so on, the energy, will be transported by truck and by train rather than by pipeline. Pipeline is obviously the cleanest, safest, most efficient way to transport the product that we need for energy. And they're against that. They're definitely against that. Like Groucho Marx, whatever it is, they're against it. And it is, it's really something. So they made the planet a dirtier place in the name of making the planet a cleaner place. And in the name of, I was talking about it yesterday, in the name of fighting racial discrimination, they dropped a lawsuit that the Justice Department had filed against Yale University for discriminating against Asians and Caucasians in their admission process. Because in order to fight racists, they're going to make the university system more racist. They're going to fight racism by increasing racism. It's good stuff. And they're going to fight sexism, you know, discrimination against transgender high school and college athletes by increasing discrimination against female high school and college athletes, and that'll make everything better. This is the twisted, tortured, drug-addled brain of the modern lefty. It's a remarkable thing to do. I've been talking about this for years. Everything they do produces the opposite of the results that they promise, or the opposite of the results that they pretend to be advocating for. And it's completely ridiculous. They're going to be more humane at the border by opening up the border. And in reality, what they're doing is they're putting the coyotes back in business. It's another heyday for the coyotes, the smugglers who sexually abuse children and women along the way, and doubtless some men as well. It's going to be great news for the drug cartels, for the gangs. It will actually increase suffering along the border. And then they're going to declare victory because the media will say, another job well done. See, that not like that bad Trump, where they reduced the Trump administration, reduced all that by about 80%, really largely through rhetoric. Mexico isn't sending us their best people. And the Democrats soiled themselves again. But, of course, it was true, and it remains true to this day. But never mind that. And then yesterday, I have a bunch of articles on this. I was reading about how the Biden administration is now standing up new detention centers for children because of the influx that is now anticipated of tens or hundreds of thousands of illegals coming to our border, knocking on our door, asking for gift baskets and for free stuff and, and access to your daughter. So it's no big deal. This is their thing, and they're standing up there. Actually, they know they're making matters worse. They're opening up new facilities, chain-link condominiums. The news media will say that these new chain-link cages that Trump inherited, by the way, from Obama-Biden, and all those pictures of the children in cages were from the Obama-Biden era, and then they were outraged and blamed Trump until it was discovered that they were from Obama-Biden. Then the media stopped talking about them because that's what they do. And now they're going to rev back up the coyotes, the drug smugglers, the human traffickers, the child sex traffickers, Comet Pizza and QAnon. The real thing is actually worse than what the Biden administration is inflicting upon not just us, but Mexico and Central America. Have I mentioned that we're at 888-630-9625? Because we are at 888-630-9625. So in the name of making things better for everybody, they actually make things worse for everybody. And they do it all the time. And to fight racism, they increase racism. To fight sexism, transgender, what is it, transphobia, they actually discriminate. This is by policy against young women and girls in high school, college athletics. And everybody knows it, but the news media just doesn't talk about it because they're shills and not journalists and not truth tellers or any of that good stuff. And since they're opening the borders, it's worth noting that day before yesterday, Border Patrol found 11, captured 11, count them, Iranians. That's from Iran. Did I mention that? From Iran, coming across the border. And that means that they have captured now 14 Iranians sneaking across our southern border so far this year. It's February 5th, and they've caught 14 Iranians, 11 in one cluster day before yesterday, I guess, and then three other Iranians in addition to the 11 caught just a couple of days ago. And that in last year, 2020, because President Trump was president, what was it, a total of eight Iranians were caught sneaking across our border. So far this year, really 1 month, 14. So I think that means that for Democrats following along, the math can be complicated, I know. That means it's accelerating like wildfire, you know, without the forest being tended to, like in California, or groomed. Great stuff. So Iranians, 14 Iranians captured crossing our border so far this year, a total of eight Iranians caught crossing our border last year. The Trump administration reduced the suffering of people attacking our borders by 80% because of policies they had implemented. And this administration is going to dial it up. It's going to increase by more than 80%. It's going to probably be up 200%. It's, you know, they're going to step on the gas and burn the stuff down. It's amazing. We're now back to arresting, grabbing, capturing 3,000 to 3,500. That's 3,000 to 3,500 illegals attempting to cross our border or crossing our border every day. And in fact, the Obama administration immigration chief said if you caught 1,000 a day, that was a bad day. Now we're back to 3,000 or 3,500 a day. And by the way, these 14 Iranians are just in one sector of the border, the Yuma sector. That's all. And lest we forget that just yesterday I was talking about the story out of Belgium, which is a small country in Europe, and big, fat, bloody Belgian bastards, I think, isn't that the nickname? According to Monty Python, that's what they call Belgians, because they didn't have a proper slur for Belgians, so Monty Python came up with one. But they caught an Iranian diplomat. He's a diplomat, came in with a diplomatic pouch. In the diplomatic pouch was a bomb, a giant explosive device designed to murder people en masse. And he was an Iranian diplomat with diplomatic privileges and diplomatic status. And he came in with a bomb. They were going to blow up a pro-freedom rally that was going to take place outside of Paris. And Rudy Giuliani was one of the people speaking at this pro-freedom for Iran rally. Democrats are not for freedom for Iran. They are for nuclear weapons for Iran, ballistic missiles for Iran, spreading their terror footprint for Iran. That's what the Democrats have facilitated and what they advocate. Pretty amazing stuff. But a Belgian diplomat was sentenced yesterday. He was sentenced day before yesterday. I talked about it yesterday. To 20 years in prison because he's really a mad bombing terrorist. You know, in addition to being an Iranian diplomat. They dove together quite nicely. Michael, I have a great many. Oh, Grease, the movie, the old stage play, John Travolta, Olivia Newton-John. Got to be canceled because leftists, liberals, Democrats have decided that it's sexist. It's sexist. So it's going to be canceled. And once they establish that precedent, then thousands of other films and plays can be canceled as well. A record number of gun sales in America for the month of January. The number's just out. Record number of gun sales for the year 2020 as well. And the Democrats want to pay off $50,000 in college loans because they got to prop up the indoctrination system that's cranking out these arsonists and mad rioters across the country who hate America and capitalism too. They want $50,000. Now, if you paid your own way through college, if your father worked extra shifts to pay your way through college, if you just paid off your college loans, what a chump you are. The Democrats are here to just mangle everything. $1.6 trillion in college debt. $1.6 trillion out there. The Democrats want to pay 50 Schumer and Warren $50,000 off in college debt. Boy, what a fool you were to work your way through college. The Democrats are coming along to bail you out. Craziness on Capitol Hill with the Votorama going all night into the morning. Kamala Harris showed up to be the tie-breaking vote early this morning. And a lot of crazy Democrats, wackadoodle-doo. And Joe Biden on his much-needed first vacation. Coming up.
There's only one Chris Plant. The Chris Plant Show.
You know, I've been talking about ExpressVPN for a long time now. Why haven't you gotten ExpressVPN yet? Maybe you're not sure how ExpressVPN works. ExpressVPN is an app for computers and smartphones that encrypts your network data and reroutes it through a secure server. That means you can use the internet more anonymously without your activity being tracked. I trust ExpressVPN to protect my online data because they're rated number one by CNET and Wired, and they stand for my values. Ladies and gentlemen, I'll tell you this, there's never been a more important time to protect your digital rights. That's why I and thousands of my patriotic listeners chose to secure our online data using ExpressVPN. Take back your privacy at expressvpn.com/Chris and get 3 extra months free on a 1-year package. Again, that's expressvpn.com/Chris to get 3 extra months free. Visit expressvpn.com/Chris right now.
Are you the parent of a 2 to 7-year-old? Listen closely for an exciting free radio offer. By now, you've probably heard of ABC Mouse, the Parents' Choice Award-winning online learning program that's actually changing the lives of early learners everywhere.
ABC Mouse is like a little one-on-one teacher. It has helped her so much.
Right now, we're offering a special radio promo to try it free for a month. But you have to go to abcmouse.com/radio to claim your free month. That's abcmouse.com/radio.
Sponsored by Age of Learning.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
What's in store this week at Staples?
Everything you need for a totally productive workspace.
Staples has the technology, supplies, and furniture you need to upgrade your workspace at amazing prices.
Like right now, select chairs are 40% off.
Plus, when you buy any office chair, get 25% off all desks, file cabinets, chair mats, bookcases, and lighting purchases.
Shop in store or pick up curbside.
Upgrade your workspace and save at Staples. See staplesconnect.com for details.
Ends 2/27/21. In store only while supplies last. Curbside available at most stores.
Is your credit card debt piling up? Pacific Debt can help. Pacific Debt is the nation's friendliest debt settlement company. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau and thousands of 5-star reviews on sites like Trustpilot and Best Company, they can settle your debt for a fraction of what you owe. In fact, they've settled over $300 million, helping people just like you. Get a monthly program payment you can afford and zero upfront fees. Get free information now. 800-281-9981. 800-281-9981.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right. Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers and Annuity Rate Report. Both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you. Printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention. Have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers. Bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Ah, yes, $50,000 in student debt relief because, well, really, it's just kind of old-fashioned vote buying. They are taking money from the American middle class in the Midwest and funneling it to lefties on the coasts and saying, vote for me, we're funneling other people's money to you. And they pretend that nobody has to pay for it. And then the news media says, yes, it's real good and nobody has to pay for it. And they want to do it by executive order as well. I also love this. Biden to head to Delaware as CDC recommends avoiding travel. That's the headline. NBC New York, believe it or not. Well, it's not like he's getting on an American Airlines. He's getting on Air Force One, probably one of the 757s instead of one of the big 747s to go to Delaware. Although maybe he'll take the big one because he's the big boy now. And what he always did when he was vice president and living in the vice president's residence, it was very common. I know people in town. I know people. And it was very common. He would take one of the vice president, one of the 757s with the nice blue and white United States America paint jobs. He would fly up to Delaware, and then a motorcade would come and pick him up and bring him to his fantastic seafront estate and with a compound and surrounded by armed guards. Buy a shotgun. And then they'd send the 757 back to get Jill because Jill had a lunch date or something. So she would take the plane and come up an hour or two later, and they just go back and forth like it's a taxi cab form. I would imagine they'll probably be doing the same thing here. And he's going to stay through, I guess, Monday in Delaware because he's been working so hard signing those orders.
This is the Chris Plant Show.
These are unprecedented times. Challenging how the YMCA works to strengthen community as we have for nearly 170 years. But we've always found ways to help people and communities in times of crisis. Right now, Ys across the country are providing emergency childcare, shelter, food programs, and outreach to seniors. But we can't do it alone. Whether you're connected to the Y or have a fond Y memory, we need you to stay with us. Reach out to your local Y today and stay with us for a better us.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Zip on over to Drip, now open at 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson, next to Anytime Fitness. Drip features healthy and delicious drinks and shakes. Drip offers energy teas packed with antioxidants, delicious full meal replacement shakes, coffee loaded with protein, power oats, energy drinks, and so much more. Drip is open Monday through Friday from 7 to 7 and weekends 8 to 4. Stop by today, 2766 Falls Ferry Road in Anderson. Zip on over to Drip.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com. Join me weekday mornings from 6 to 7 with the Sue McClain News Hour. I'll have your up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by free fire radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, the conscience of the nation. From noon to 3, find your financial peace with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal to riding routes, pop culture, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune into Ben Shapiro with an expanded program that brings the issues of the day to your radio. KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at am1460.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Ah, yes. The Democrats, they're fixing everything, you know. Opening the borders for the coyotes and the drug traffickers and the child sex traffickers. Having to expand capacity to put children in cages because that's their plan. They're making everything better. At Yale and other Ivy League institutions and colleges and universities across America, based on the actions of the Biden administration, universities should continue to discriminate against Asians, in particular, for doing too well, working too hard, and Caucasians, because, you know, racists and white privilege and white supremacists and all that good stuff. And amazing, they're fixing everything. They're making it better. And, of course, transgender athletes should continue to compete against young women in high school and college, because that's how you make it more fair. You make it more fair by making it more unfair. You make it less racist by making it more racist on college campuses. And I marvel at this. What I marvel at is that not everyone sees it exactly as it is. And I know a lot of people in the media know what it is and know what the truth is, but they pretend. They play a little game of make-believe because the party, capital T, capital P, tells them what to think and what to say. It's so much easier being a Democrat because when you're conservative, it actually requires that you think for yourself. Know what I mean? Yeah. And I love this Nancy Mace Ilhan Omar thing, too. Ilhan Omar should be removed from all committees. The banner headline, near banner headline, in Dr. Evil's post today is House votes to take Green off panels. Right? And we've got audio for you. She went to the House. Congresswoman Taylor Green, Marjorie Taylor Green, went to the House floor yesterday, and she gave a speech for about 10 minutes. We have selections from that 10 minutes for you talking about. This is the one who, apparently bought into some QAnon stuff several years ago. She came out yesterday to clarify some positions. But, you know, the destructo machine of the Democrat Party looks to brand people and brand groups of people. Everybody's a white supremacist. Everybody's a terrorist, except them. They're killing 40% of the black population every year, but pay no attention to that. Don't look behind the curtain. But Marjorie Taylor Greene, she is the goat and the villain of the day, and they're using her to paint the entire Republican Party because she said or did some wacky things online a couple of years ago. And so now the destructo machine of the Democrat media industrial complex is out to paint everyone that didn't vote for Joe Biden as a terrorist and a lunatic and a conspiracy theorist. I was saying yesterday the label conspiracy theorist is right in league now with racist and white supremacist and fascist and Nazi and all the other things that in the name of unity and civil discourse that they're bringing us together. But that's their big headline. Also, their big headline in the Metro section, D.C. ups push for vaccine equity. Officials knock on doors in Ward 8. Ward 8 is the highest crime area in the city. So they're going door to door to make sure people there get the vaccine because it would be racist not to, you see. And Virginia poised to legalize marijuana. That's right, the Democrats. They've got the Coon Man. They got Governor Coon Man with the KKK outfit in the governor's mansion there. And the Democrats have taken over the state house. So Virginia's General Assembly is poised to take historic votes Friday, that's today, to abolish the death penalty because they're on the side of murderers and always have been, and legalize marijuana as Democrats continue to liberalize a state that was once a conservative bastion. That's right. They opened both topics yesterday in debating the death penalty, and they want to legalize pot and make it illegal to put to death mass murderers. But increase funding for Planned Parenthood because, you know, they're not against death. I had a peculiar conversation with a liberal self-described Catholic recently within the last week talking about how the homily at their church was about abolishing the death penalty because it's so cruel and unusual. And I said, well, I mentioned abortion and said, well, you know, and the person actually used the word choice, said, well, you know, one is a choice. One is a choice. Death penalty and abortion. One is a choice. It's like, wow. The thinking doesn't go very far there, does it? No wrestling with moral or ethical issues there. No. No, just the party line. You know, the Democrat Party says, say this, believe this, think this. And then you're done because there's no, you know, there's no playing around with what the party says. The party is authoritarian. Absolutely crazy. All right, let's go to the telephones. We are at 888-630-9625. Let's go to Rick calling from Wilmington, North Carolina. Rick, you're on the Chris Plant Show.
Hey, Chris. I've got a simple solution to the transgender sports and scholarship problem.
Uh-huh.
It's right out of the leftist playbook. Uh-huh. Let's just change the language. That's what they like to do. And let's use science. You can't change your chromosomes, and the athletes have to go get a physical and before they can go play high school sports or college sports anyway. Just include a chromosome test and change the names of the teams instead of calling them boys and girls teams or guys or men and women's teams. Just call them XX and XY. That way, doesn't make any difference what surgeries you've had, doesn't make any difference what injections you've had, and it doesn't make any difference what your emotions are. If you have XY chromosomes, you play on the XY team. If you have XX chromosomes, you play on the XX team. So it doesn't. And so little Bobby can get fake boobies, and he can wear high heels after practice. And he, if it makes him feel better, he can even put a leaky McDonald's ketchup packet in his underwear. But he still is only eligible for the XY team.
Well, it is right up to the very end. It was very scientific and absolutely true. And I honestly, I think a good idea. So you remember when the East Germans in the old Soviet days would send these burly men in to compete against our women, and they'd catch pictures of them with their external genitalia in the locker room and stuff like that. But you're, of course, right. You know, XX chromosome attached to every cell in your being. You're female. XY chromosome attached to every cell in your being, and you are a male. And you're free to compete in sports based on your gender, right? Not your, but see, Democrats, they've moved past this. You're just not enlightened enough for them, Rick, because they're much more advanced culturally than you are, according to them, of course. And they know that if you decide, Rick, you're obviously a man, I can tell by your voice, by your manner, that you're a man. But if tomorrow you decide and announce that you're a woman, that you're a female, and it doesn't even matter how you dress, you can just say that you are. And according to them, suddenly you are. It's like Rachel Dolezal saying she's black. And Elizabeth Warren saying she's Native American. And an MSNBC anchor, Melissa Harris-Perry, saying, who are we to say that, that Elizabeth Warren is not Native American if she thinks she is? Because that's the standard they use. We used to call this mental illness, but not so long ago. I mean, 10 years ago, you would have been thrown into a loony bin, certainly 20 years ago, for just saying, you know, now I'm a girl. Monty Python used to make fun of this, the sun up in the tower and all this stuff. But you're 100% right, of course, if you go with science, which they claim to be all in favor of, but they're really not. It's political science with them. It's never actual science. Then you go with a chromosome test. You don't have to peek under the skirt or something. You do a blood test, a little scraping. You do a test to see what the gender is based on chromosomes. And boom, you're good to go. That's science. And how can the Democrats say no to that? But, Rick, you know how they can say no to that. Because they're crazy. And they're irrational. And that's kind of the problem we're up against here, is that the crazy people have unionized and they've taken over institution after institution. And now they're in charge of, in control of so many different institutions, certainly education and beyond, that it's crazy. But what you say makes perfect sense. Okay, you've got two X chromosomes. You play female sports. You have an XY chromosome, X and Y chromosomes, and then you play in male sports. Pretty simple thing. And the rest is incidental. Now, that's actual science. That's actual medicine. That is, you know, we've spent a great deal of time, great deal of energy over the course of centuries developing medical science, and we've arrived at this destination by way of great effort. And the Democrats reject science at every turn. They, again, canceling the Keystone XL pipeline increases pollution, including CO2. It increases greatly CO2 production inside the United States and Canada. And then they ship the stuff to China where it burns dirtier, which is what's going to happen, where it's going to burn dirtier, a lot of it anyway. And so they increase the carbon output of the planet Earth in the name of reducing the carbon output of the planet Earth, all right? They discriminate against girls in the name of not discriminating against boys who say they're girls, because that would be discrimination. They discriminate against Asians at Yale and Harvard and beyond because they're against discrimination, all right? And now racial discrimination. So in order to oppose racial discrimination, they support racial discrimination. In order to oppose gender discrimination, they support gender discrimination, right? And in order to fight global warming, they increase global warming. This is the left. I've been talking about this for years. They always produce the opposite of the results they're looking for. And remember, when it comes down to a debate in the context of Catholic Church or any place else, a debate about the death penalty versus abortion, just keep in mind that one is a choice. One is a matter of choice. And I did, I mean, I just sort of chuckled. I didn't even want to get into this. Like, yeah, you know, I do this for a living. I don't need to find dumb arguments to get into away from work. A choice for whom, you might ask? well, not for the person being put to death, but maybe for the survivors of the people that the person murdered, tortured to death. You know, it might be their choice to put him to. It was the choice of the state and of a jury of his or her peers, usually his, not to discriminate based on anything. But, you know, most murderers are men. That's just the way that is. You know, but if you start talking about race, you can't say that. You can't say anything out loud. You know? You can't. Well, there's a homicide rate among African Americans much higher than it is among Caucasians. Much, much higher. Can't say that out loud. But you can say the homicide rate for men is much higher than the homicide rate for women. That's the perpetrators, people committing murder, much higher for men. That's okay, because you can say bad things about men. If the true answer was that the rate were higher for women, then you wouldn't be allowed to say that either. This is Democrat world. It is the Soviet Union. It is what George Orwell warned us about. Biden supports, thank you, Rick. Thank you, friend. It's a great idea. Biden supports canceling $10,000 in student loan debt, but Democrats are calling on him to forgive $50,000 in student debt through executive action. You remember what Joe Biden said about executive orders last year, a little more than a year, talking to his friend George Stephanopoulos about executive orders. Uh-oh, and there it isn't. Talking about Joe Biden, of course, said when he was talking to his pal, a Clinton administration official.
I have this strange notion. We are a democracy. Some of my Republican friends and some of my Democratic friends even occasionally say, well, if you can't get the votes by executive order, you're going to do something. Things you can't do by executive order unless you're a dictator. We're a democracy. We need consensus.
Yeah. No, we don't. That was a lie. See, he was lying. That's when he was running for president. Now he's president. Now, another lie is revealed. He was going to keep the Keystone XL pipeline. That's what he told the unions. He lied to them and cheated them and stole from them. And what he stole is a livelihood and a means of paying the bills and putting clothes on the kids' back and sending them to school for years. And then there was this ridiculous moment yesterday on Capitol Hill, Senator Ted Cassidy. And I want to get to that coming up also. Talking about killing those jobs. And Kristi Noem, the governor of South Dakota, also talking about how the news media isn't even talking. Even in South Dakota, the news media is not talking about all the jobs that were killed by the Biden executive orders killing thousands of high-paying union jobs. Even the media in South Dakota is not talking about that at all. And Senator Ted Cassidy yesterday on Capitol Hill, going at one of the Biden appointees, nominees for a cabinet position on killing jobs. And he's like, oh, no, the jobs will be better. The new jobs will be better. Really, when will those jobs kick in? Well, never. And he's like, well, I don't know. Where will they be geographically? Nobody knows. But sometime years from now, they're telling you they'll have better jobs making solar panels somewhere. They can't say where. In the meantime, you're scrod, and that's too bad for you. Biden supports canceling $10,000 in student loan debt, but Democrats are calling on him to forgive $50,000 through executive action. All right, $50,000. And honestly, let me just say, if you just finish paying off your student loans, there are all kinds of categories of people that paid off, have worked their own way through college, dad worked extra hard to pay for college in real time so you didn't build up a lot of debt. And now the Democrats make all of that a joke. They make it a sham. They make it a foolish thing to do. How dare you? What an idiot. You're a sucker. You got chumped again. You got played again. Amazing stuff. Just amazing. And I've got a lot of audio on these topics as well that I intend to get to on a number of these topics. And I have Marjorie Taylor Greene, who is the banner headline in the Washington Post today, being stripped of committee assignments yesterday by the Democrats and a few Republicans, but being stripped by the Democrats. And they got all these loonies, these crazy anti-Semite nuts who think islands flip over and that flags were found on Mars, American flags were found on Mars, and they call Jews termites. And they're all in the House of Representatives right now, and they're just fine. Just a few of the things coming up today. We're at 888-630-9625.
If candidate Warren grew up thinking that she is Native American by heritage, who are we to say that she is not?
You're listening to The Chris Plant Show.
Hero Health simplifies medication management. The smart device stores up to 10 different pills. It dispenses them at the push of a button. Try Hero risk-free for 30 days. Just call 800-420-7550. Hero, medication managed.
Investors seeking steady cash flow, ready to diversify? NRIA has grown to be one of the nation's leading specialists and offers 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses targeted at 18 to 21%. That's right, you can receive steady 10% return monthly payments with bonuses. As their slogan says, they specialize in realty investing done right. You can even use your 401k or IRA to invest. NRIA's 15-year track record and $1.2 billion in new construction developments backs you. Learn how you can invest in this hard asset real estate cash flow fund today and receive 10% annualized monthly payouts with bonuses. This is something savvy investors should research and consider. Call now 800-700-5483. That's 800-700-5483 or visit NRIA.net. An offer to buy or sell any security is only made by private placement memorandum. Read it first. See it at NRIA.net.
2020 was a challenging year, but things are looking up, including the stock market's performance. But will it last? Hi, I'm Ken Moray, Senior Advisor at Retirement Planners of America. If you are 50 or older, call us today to schedule a free consultation to learn more about our Invest and Protect strategy that is designed to help mitigate the risk of the stock market. Call us today at 800-375-1159 to schedule your free assessment. That's 800-375-1159.
Hero Health simplifies medication management. The smart device stores up to 10 different pills. It dispenses them at the push of a button. Try Hero risk-free for 30 days. Just call 800-420-7550. Hero, medication managed.
Paid for by Bar Justice. Attention, have you or a loved one been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months? Zantac may be linked to these cancers: bladder, colorectal, esophageal, intestinal, kidney, liver, ovarian, pancreatic, stomach, testicular, and uterine. If you or a loved one have been diagnosed with cancer after using Zantac or other heartburn medications for several months, call now. Never stop taking medication without first consulting a physician. Call right now for a free consultation. Call 800-379-9550. 800-379-9550.
Attention all authors. Page Publishing is looking for authors. Have you written a book and want to get it published? Page Publishing will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, Apple iTunes, and other outlets. They handle all aspects of the publishing process for you: printing, cover art, publicity, copyright, and editing. Call 800-501-3689 now for your free author submission kit. That's 800-501-3689 for your free author submission kit. Again, 800-501-3689.
Last Tuesday, someone broke into my car and robbed me blind. Or at least that's what would have happened if I didn't have Vivint. Instead, my Vivint Outdoor Camera Pro detected him and scared him away with a light and a whistle. Want peace of mind? Stop crime before it happens with a Vivint system. Vivint, all is well. Call 833-420-4070 to get started today. That's 833-420-4070.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Are you over 50? Would you like to get up to 33% more income in retirement? Then call now for this free book, Annuity Do's and Don'ts for Baby Boomers, from a leading financial firm on maximizing your income in retirement. That's right, free. This free book reveals little-known truths about annuities in simple-to-understand terms that will help you make the right choices before buying an annuity. And it's free. As a bonus, we'll also throw in a free annuity rate report summarizing the rates and benefits from financially strong insurers.
Call 800-715-9880.
That's right, annuity do's and don'ts for baby boomers and annuity rate report, both absolutely free for calling today.
Call 800-715-9880. That's 800-715-9880.
Sponsored by Annuity General. Producers have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer. Increased income is possible using strategies suited to your goals and may require buying multiple annuities and holding them full term.
Now, the Democrats and their ongoing effort to play the role of victim, of pathetic, sad, cowardly victim on every level for their gender, their race, their religion, for everything else. Yesterday, they all went, took turns going to the floor of the House of Representatives to talk about how terrifying it was on January 6th. You know, I was down at Black Lives Matter Plaza when they were laying siege to the White House. That was no walk in the park. But the... they had to shut down the park, setting the church on fire, evacuating the first family. Nobody cried. But here is Rashida Tlaib yesterday, who was not there that day. I think she was out of the time zone somewhere. She went because they were all invited to come to the House floor and talk about how frightening it was for them. She went down to talk about how frightening it was for her, even though she wasn't there. And then she thanked Allah for the fact that she wasn't there because the racists would have murdered her like everybody else. Rashida Tlaib is a member of Congress right now. She should be stripped of her committee assignments.
So what happened on January 6th, all I could do was thank Allah that I wasn't here. I felt overwhelming relief, and I feel bad for Alexandria and so many of my colleagues that were here. Yeah. But as I saw it,
who were all killed.
I thought to myself, thank God I am not there.
This is an emotionally unstable woman. She is she's not well. She wasn't there, and that's why she's sobbing. She had to thank Allah because, you know, the Western customs and traditions are not part of her thing, and that's, you know, and that's okay. But she had to thank Allah that she wasn't there, and she's crying. Listen to her crying, sobbing like a schoolgirl. It's crazy. It's nuts. These people are not well-adjusted to the 21st century or Western civilization or the United States of America, much less the Congress of the United States. She wasn't there. Now, let me tell you about the way she looks, the way she accents the color of her hair. She's not there. She is she's unstable, and that's normal for the Democrats. You know, they stripped Marjorie Taylor Greene of her committee assignments yesterday because of some stuff that she had apparently said or liked online years ago, several years ago now. And in fact, I have what she said. She went, Marjorie Taylor Greene, went to the floor of the House of Representatives and did not have a mental breakdown yesterday like Rashida Tlaib, a typical Democrat. She wasn't there, and she's crying. I mean, honestly, maybe, you know, there's no crying in politics. You should just go home and leave this nice country.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.